Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The Obama administration knowingly let in at least 16 admitted MS-13 gang members who arrived at the U.S. as illegal immigrant teenagers in 2014, according to Senator Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, reports The Washington Times. Officials living in the real world threatened by the results of Obama's anti-immigration laws that have opened the door for El Salvador's brutal MS-13 gang members were on the Hill explaining the undeniable veritas the left would have us all ignore.
Can you just tell me, what is the purpose of MS-13? I mean, from the gang's perspective, why are they recruiting? Why are they extorting? What is their main activity?
They are a criminal organization, and their main objective is to exist and to be feared. And there's no question that they engage in criminal economic activity. Many of them sell drugs. Many of them commit extortion, robberies, burglaries. But they don't engage in that. They don't engage in those criminal activities as their primary purpose of existence.
Their main purpose is just to exist, to be an entity, to have people loyal to them, and the loyalty extends to macheting people to death.
We have to look at MS-13 in the United States as it evolves. Just like we have to look at MS-13 in El Salvador as it evolved. On the East Coast of the United States, MS-13 is just getting a foothold. On the West Coast of the United States, they've been there for decades. And when we actually imported MS-13 back to El Salvador, now they have begun to evolve. And on the West Coast, they do control drug trafficking markets. They do have connections with other criminal organizations such as the Mexican Mafia, the MA. They really do just go out and commit the most heinous of violent acts, some of which, as a 22-year investigator, I've never investigated before, to include cutting off of limbs. But they are going to evolve, and they are going to attempt to take over trafficking markets of narcotics, just like they have in the West Coast and just like they have in Central America.
They were extorting money and making money from unlawful operations. Now they're going to Latino-owned businesses and charging them rent. And they're using coercion, fear, threats, and threats that they, that the victims know that these people have the ability and willingness to carry out, to now extort money from legitimate business. This is a trend that we're seeing more recently.
Where are they drawing that growth from? Where's it coming from?
They're recruiting young people in our communities, and they're recruiting recent immigrants because oftentimes they prey on people's fears. So recent immigrants may not feel comfortable coming to law enforcement. They are adjusting to a new culture and society, so they are vulnerable at that point. And they're recruiting also very young. There's one instance where in Suffolk County we have intelligence of MS-13 gang members recruiting a 10-year-old.
But the Washington Post wants you to know that we should all be chained to an iron ball of guilt and political correctness for reversing the deadly importation of psychopaths to whence they came. Writing, the Trump administration's push to deport more Central American gang members has alarmed officials here who fear the returning gangsters could exacerbate violence in one of the deadliest countries in the hemisphere. This year, the U.S. government has deported 398 gang members to this country, compared with 534 in all of 2016, according to Salvadoran government statistics. This sharp increase in the rate of gang deportations and the prospect of more gang roundups in the United States have prompted Salvadoran authorities to hold emergency meetings and propose new legislation to monitor suspected criminals who are being sent home. Former President Obama's knowledge of the exponential threat of cartel-driven brutality is nothing less than treasonous. Of course, it only amounts to throwing yet another example of the former president's crimes against our national security on the pile. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the arrogance of the establishment is hiding in plain view. This Pope who got into power, according to London Guardian, by having his minions blackmail the Vatican into letting him into power using the gay and slash pedophile networks inside of the Vatican. This Pope, this false Pope, this pontiff of the New World Order, this black Pope, this Jesuit operative, whether you're a Catholic or just a historian, I mean, you know this to be a fact. This guy has said in official statements that it disgusts him to hear about the Christian roots of Europe. He said it disgusts him to hear people criticize Islam and say these terror attacks are part of Islam when it's part of Orthodox Islam. It's incredible. I'm going to pull over and finish this. So it's all in your face. And I, for one, have had enough of it. And now you've got Coptic Christians all over the world getting blown up, Coptic Christians all over the world getting killed by the thousands every few months, hundreds of thousands of Christians murdered in Syria and Libya. And this guy has backed all of it, the globalists. He backs the EU. He backs the open borders. He backs bringing the people in. He backs the UN program with the colonization where 80%+ now are military age men. He makes excuses for it every time. And then he gets up, talks about how horrible it is that Coptics have been killed. When he doesn't think Europe should have walls, he thinks Soros should ship all these illegals in. But then he's got 200-foot walls around the Vatican, just like Katy Perry and all the rest of these hypocrites. And so as the supposed leader of the oldest Christian faith, you could argue maybe the Orthodox Christians are older, but as the leader of an ancient Christian organization, the biggest in the world, undoubtedly. It is his responsibility to protect the church and to speak out and to rally the faithful, to stand up against Islamic invasion and attack like other popes did in the past. But you can say what you wanted about them. They were just men. They were fallible. But they did stand up for Christianity. So that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. People need to think about that long. They think about that long and hard, because this whole civilization we built is crumbling into the ground. So undoubtedly, this pope is partially responsible for these mass murders that are expanding. The attacks on Christians, according to the UN, have doubled the last decade. Christians account for more religious persecution in the world than any other group. And all I hear leftists doing every time I post one of these videos is, what about Christian extremism? What about Christian this and that? What are you talking about? The Islamists have killed over 1.5 million Hindus. Who are the Hindus killing? Muslims that attack them? The Muslim faith is about takeover. Let's stop being naive idiots here. Read the Quran. This pope is a joke. How dare him stand up now, talk about dead Coptics and how terrible it is, when he knows full well he's helped inviting this whole globalist takeover, where they're using Islam to basically take over the West. This is not a real pope. This is a globalist helping sell out the church from within. And most Catholics have woken up to that, and it's a good thing. And I'm not a Catholic, but I'm an outsider that studied it, and I can see what's happening. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. What do you think? Tell me below. This is what's so frustrating. It is not my opinion when they say Trump gave up the nuclear sublocations that's a lie. It was a press release put out by the Pentagon authorized 3 weeks before. The media, BuzzFeed, just lies. It is not my opinion that Trump's not the first person to ever set up a back channel. Every president going back over 100 plus years has set up back channels to Russia and England and other key countries. So you see the headlines with Hayden, who thinks you're a moron, General Hayden, up there, out of power, an Obama lackey, saying Trump has done something nobody ever did.
It says an awful lot about us as a society that we could actually harbor those kinds of feelings, that the organs of the state would be used by my predecessor to come after me or to intercept my communications or to disrupt my administration in a way that made it seem legitimate to me to use the secure communications facilities of a foreign power. No, by the way, a foreign power that some in government alleged you were cooperating with to affect the American election. So here you are willing to risk the perception of secret communications with your alleged co-conspirator because you feared the existing government so much. Boy, Michael, that suggests we're in a really dark place as a society.
Sickening. And they all do it. Every day, back channels to Venezuela, back channels to Iran, back channels to North Korea, back channels, just type in any president's name and back channel behind it.
The back channels, as I understand it, and of course every administration has had it all the way, you know, forever. Back channel communications with people are ways to communicate with people, again, not in front of the, you know, press as an example, but that information is, you know, not necessarily kept secret from the rest of the government.
Do you know how frustrating it is? Everything they say is a lie. It's all lies.
Is the CIA listening to me through my microwave oven and through my TV and through my cell phone? Are they doing that, sir?
No.
If they were, would you say yes?
Yes.
Is that a true answer?
Yes. Look, this...
I don't believe you.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Look.
You can't tell me if it's true, right?
No, I can tell you that these tools would not be used against an American. Why not?
Why wouldn't they be used against an American? Americans are the ones who buy the Samsung TVs.
And the head of Homeland Security has come out and said that this is treason, all this leaking.
It's totally unacceptable. And I don't know why people do these kind of things, but it's borderline, if not over the line of treason.
You believe it's treason to leak some of this stuff. You believe that's treason?
I do believe it is. I believe when you leak the kind of information that seems to be routinely leaked, the high level of classification. You are telling the
And what was leaked? And this Manchester bombing, you believe, maybe even meets say treason.
I think it's darn close standard. to treason.
They leaked all the Manchester info. They're trying to undermine Trump, and the media then blamed Trump that his White House leaked. The State Department is ignoring his orders and is letting unlimited refugees in. That's the headline in USA Today and the New York Times. I read it earlier. I mean, they just do whatever they want. And that's what's crazy. George W. Bush back channeled Russia. Every one of them had it. It's standard. A back channel, it's the executive branch. The president can talk to whoever he wants. So let me give you the big news. Trump has all the proof that Obama committed massive crimes directly politically, not just against him, not just against other Americans, but against the Congress, against libertarians, against patriots, against libertarian lobbying groups, against gun groups, against churches. The Democrats are so arrogant because massive numbers of them have access to everything now. This is a criminal takeover. Like brown shirts licking their lips in 1932, knowing Herr Hitler's about to get into office. By hook or by crook. Secondarily, Seth Rich was absolutely murdered for political reasons. And Corsi has talked to multiple high-level sources and has the proof, and they know who did it specifically. It's now coming out that Donna Brazile warned off Private Eye on Seth Rich's murder. That came out 3 days ago, but that's just a very small piece of this, but it's important from WorldNet Daily. They know they're all going to go to jail if Trump is able to take control of the government. That's why they're blocking him. It's why we're in such a death battle.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. Listen, here's how serious it is and how imminent it is. The trainers that train the Soros anarchists, the people that go to all these town halls and throw a fit, the middle of June, the trainers that train these trainers that go out through the country and train these people are fixing, they're changing them over, Alex. And when Trump gets impeached, they're going to go back out, but they're going to protest and riot, but they're going to claim they're us.
We were furious about the past presidential election of a man whose presidency would eventually end in disgrace with his impeachment for obstruction of justice. After firing the person running the investigation into him at the Department of Justice. When people in power invent their own facts and attack those who question them, it can mark the beginning of the end of a free society. Fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? That is not hyperbole. It is what authoritarian regimes throughout history have done. They attempt to control reality, not just our laws and our rights and our budgets, but our thoughts and beliefs.
Comey has absolutely been a sworn Democrat on their payroll the whole time. He was intending to try to build some type of fake case against Trump. That information about Comey and the things he did working for big international banks and the Democrats, that's being prepared to be dropped. That's why he's canceled his testimony for now, while more information is given to Mueller, the former FBI director. So there is a huge battle going on right now on that front. Your prayers now for InfoWars and for all independent free press, not just here but around the world, is more needed than ever. Because authoritarianism knows humanity's awakening, and it's moving against humanity on a planetary scale. The great global battle for the future of our species is being fought right now.
cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death. Or so the Oregon police say. Another mind control victim to the slaughter? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S, murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 8787.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
I'll show should we recognize Oscar Lopez Rivera, formerly one of the leaders of the FLAN, a seditious Marxist paramilitary group responsible for over 130 bomb attacks on the United States in the name of Puerto Rican independence? Well, we'll have a parade for him, of course.
My husband was at a business meeting January 24th, 1975, at Francis Tavern, the FALN, of which Oscar Lopez Rivera was a leader, placed a bomb in the restaurant, which exploded, killing four people, my husband among them. His being honored by being Grand Marshal of the parade is an absolute disgrace, and particularly that it's happening in New York, where the FALN really had a reign of terror that affected all aspects of life in New York in the 70s and the early 80s.
InfoWars' Kellen McBreen writes, New York City's Puerto Rican Day Parade will be honoring convicted terrorist Oscar Lopez Rivera. He was sentenced to 55 years in prison in 1981 on charges of robbery, seditious conspiracy, and transportation of firearms and explosives. In January 2017, Rivera's prison sentence was commuted by then-President Barack Obama. Fellow domestic terrorist Bill Ayers celebrated Obama's clemency for Rivera on Twitter, saying, "Great news." In 1999, former President Bill Clinton had offered clemency to Rivera and 15 other FALN members on the condition that they renounced the use or threatened use of violence for any purpose. Lopez Rivera refused. Back in 1999, CBS News reported former New York City police officer Richard Pascarella was blinded and lost five fingers on his right hand in an FALN attack. He was outraged that 12 will be released. They will reorganize, he said. They will again voice their ideology on the American public with a bomb and with a gun. The New York Fire Department and the New York Police Department, as well as the New York Daily News and Univision, have dropped out of sponsoring the parade due to the decision to honor the convicted terrorist. But New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has no problem marching with him.
Nelson Mandela was viewed as a terrorist until 2008. Martin Luther King was the most dangerous man in America by the FBI. He was shot and killed violently. What we're saying, and we do this very often.
Did Martin Luther King commit armed robbery?
What I'm saying is we conflate a lot of issues. We oftentimes
I'm not even attacking the cause.
Sure.
I'm merely saying armed robbery and making bombs are not legitimate forms of political expression.
The United States has supported people who have done violent acts in the course of getting their freedom across the world.
It's people like you who will be responsible for them.
Try to conflate issues. But what I'm saying to you, whatever it is that is brought up when it comes to strategies for freedom and justice, the people who are privileged usually try to dictate what should be done who people should celebrate.
All of us, of all colors and all incomes, can agree that armed robbery is not legitimate.
Mayor de Blasio, Congressman Luis Gutierrez, and other leftist leaders have swallowed Rivera's lie that he was a political prisoner. Yet four Americans died and more than 50 were injured on January 24th, 1975, after the FALN claimed responsibility for the bombing of Manhattan's historic Francis Tavern, the pre-revolutionary meeting place for the Sons of Liberty. The left's open hatred for America and everything it stands for will be on full display June 11th, 2017. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market.
Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns, why we have them, why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them, and why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guys dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
It's Roger Stone sitting in for Alex Jones. The president is back from a triumphant international tour, a bit overscheduled, in my opinion, but still highly successful. And of course, as I predicted back during the election, Melania Trump is the toast of Europe, just as Jacqueline Kennedy was. Poised, beautiful, cultured, a great, great representative for the United States of America and for President Donald Trump. He should be very proud. Intrigue in Washington, all Washington and every political reporter in town waiting to hear about the impending White House shakeup, and whether Donald Trump will move aggressively to save himself. Yes, this is step one of a new strategy, that would be offensive, meaning the president will go on the offense against his critics, whether they be in the media, whether they be in the Democratic Party, or, gee, is that the same thing? In any event, everybody's waiting for step one, the White House communications consultant, Mike Dubke, out. Never really understood why he was there to begin with. Not a Trump Republican, not a Trump supporter. Never really gelled with the Trump White House staff. Ominous signs that Corey Lewandowski and Dave Bossy, who I refer to as Dumb and Dumber, will be coming in some kind of new plumbers unit to impose discipline on the Trump White House, to bolster security, to plug the leaks. Are these two latter-day plumbers? If the President of the United States wants to get to the bottom of who's leaking in his administration, well, then I recommend that he turn this over to the new FBI director, whoever that person may be. Not some extra legal outside effort to find the leakers. This is reminiscent of E. Howard Hunt and Gordon Liddy. And of course, the famous Watergate scandal was the result. Now, we have an incredible tweet yesterday in which Anna Navarro says that she's proud of the president of France, the new president. She has president envy. I'm sorry, but Mr. Macron is presiding over a system in which the French people are under assault from a swarms of young Arab men, young Islamic men, raping, pillaging, destroying public property. We have a special report on the truth about refugees. Let's take a look.
This is the shocking truth behind the Syrian refugee crisis that has been hidden from the public. Those boatloads of Africans you see on their way to Europe, yeah, well, for one, they're not coming from Syria, the clue being that they're African, and two, they're not refugees. They've not been rescued off the coast of Italy. Governments and aid agencies want you to believe that these people have struggled in flimsy fishing boats and dinghies to make it all the way across the Mediterranean. That's total BS. This is the insane reality of what's actually happening. The migrants pay people smugglers 1,500 euros each. They're not destitute refugees. The people smugglers then transport the migrants to a position just 12 miles off the coast of Libya. Just 12 miles. They then send out a distress call and the migrants are picked up by EU and NGO vessels. It's literally a taxi service straight to Europe. As the Spectator's Nicholas Farrell exposes, there's reason to suspect that the people smugglers are actually in direct contact with aid agencies, which is why they're so often first on the scene to rescue migrant boats. And this is a criminal offence. The law states that the refugees should be taken to the nearest safe port, which would be Tunisia. But these NGOs are taking them straight to Italy. As you can see in this marinetraffic.com illustration, the NGO boats are leaving Italy, travelling to right off the coast of Libya, just off the coast, then returning to Italy with their human cargo. It's literally a taxi service. And isn't it ironic that the only time these boats are diverted from Sicily is when G7 elitists are in town? It's a security threat for them to be faced with the very crisis they created. An investigation in Italy found that most of the NGO ships are German. Even the EU border agency Frontex accused aid agencies of helping, quote, criminals achieve their objectives. The people smugglers contact the aid agencies directly, knowing they won't be arrested. Quote, since June 2016, many boats have been rescued near the Libyan coast by aid agency vessels without any prior distress call, suggesting the rendezvous has been prearranged. Italian prosecutor Carmelo Zaccaro says he has evidence of phone calls between criminal people smugglers and NGOs like Save the Children, Proactiva Open Arms, and SOS Mediterranean. George Soros, Open Society-backed foundations like Avaz.org, Medicine Sans Frontiers, and MoveOn.org are also allegedly involved. Soros invested $500 million to, quote, help refugees, some of which is going straight to these NGOs. ISIS is also offering migrants free passage through the Mediterranean if they join the terror group. So in some cases, they're actually footing the bill for these migrants to pay the people smugglers, who in turn are in communication with the NGOs. This is a complete scandal and a huge security threat, yet virtually nobody knows that this is the primary method by which refugees are pouring into Europe. Just 2.65% of migrants arriving in Italy are awarded asylum status. They're not refugees. Half of them disappear on arrival and don't even claim asylum. Over 200,000 migrants are arriving in Italy alone via this method every single year. And that's only going to increase. If you think there'll come a point where the number of migrants pouring into Europe slows to a trickle, then think again. If we continue these disastrous policies, it's only going to get worse. Much worse. Africa's population is exploding. Look at the countries surrounding Libya. Niger's population is set to almost quadruple in the next 3 decades, from 20 million to 72 million. Chad's population is set to leap from 14 million to 35 million. Sudan is heading towards 80 million. Egypt, 152 million. Ethiopia, 189 million. Nigeria, 400 million. And I haven't even included those arriving from the Middle East. The character of a place is determined by the people who live there. You can't flood European cities with tens of millions of people from the Middle East and Africa and expect it to remain the same. Eventually, it's going to start to feel less like Europe and more like the Middle East and Africa. Look at what's happening in southern Italy, where these migrants are arriving. Once a holiday paradise, Sicily is now the scene of a turf war between the Italian mafia and African crime gangs. Listen to what the mayor of Palermo said. Quote, Palermo is no longer an Italian town. It's no longer European. You can walk in the city and feel like you're in Istanbul or Beirut. Palermo is a Middle Eastern town in Europe. In other countries, the evidence is pretty clear that this grand experiment in cultural enrichment isn't working. Migrants are responsible for 90% of shootings in Sweden. A report by Germany's Interior Ministry found that an extra 402,741 crimes were committed by migrants, with non-Germans accounting for 27.6% of total offences. 500,000 migrants in Germany are on welfare benefits. Gang rapes of girls and women are becoming commonplace. Women in Paris are now protesting against constant abuse and harassment by gangs of migrant men.
To demonstrate the kind of reaction they get from men, they visit a local cafe with a hidden camera. Before they even get inside, their presence seems to disturb the other clients. There are only men in here, and they're not very welcoming.
Le mieux c'est d'attendre dehors.
Pourquoi ?
Ici, il y a que des hommes.
Bah, c'est pas grave, on vit dans un monde où il y a des hommes et des femmes. Ça vous dérange, vous ?
Moi, c'est pour vous.
Non, pour moi.
The bar owner doesn't want to talk. The other customers, meanwhile, are uncomfortable.
Mais je m'en fous, on va se faire discrète, petite, dans un coin.
Écoutez, il y a que des mecs dans ce café.
Et comment que c'est normal qu'il y a que des mecs ? Imagine que tu veux prendre un café avec une cousine, une amie, ta femme, tu le... Non ?
Normal. Ma cousine, elle reste chez elle.
Ta cousine, elle reste chez elle. Ah bon ?
Elle fait ce qu'elle veut, mais pas avec moi. Ben voilà, dans ce café, il n'y a pas de mixité.
Mais est-ce que c'est normal ?
Hein ? À Sevran, on n'est pas à Paris.
Même à Sevran, c'est la France.
T'es dans 93.
Et alors, le 93, et alors
à Paris, c'est des mentalités différentes, c'est comme en Grèce.
For a woman, going into a bar here is breaking a taboo.
Murders by migrants are daily news. Even leftists who help migrants reach Italy admit that many of them support ISIS.
He said they were processing men, adults in their 30s, who all had phones with ISIS stuff on the phones. They were being separated when they were being handed over to the authorities with the information explaining that these guys, you know, had all this on their phones and what their ages were. And they were just being put processed through. There was nothing, they weren't being separated out. They just all went through with everything else.
Germany and Italy are forcibly confiscating private property to house migrants. PostNord announced it would stop mail delivery to the migrant suburb of Rinkeby because it's too unsafe. And people who complain about any of this are being put on hate crime blacklists. Social media giants are censoring accurate reporting as hate speech. What's the solution to this crisis? Well, it isn't to pander to racism, xenophobia, or to resort to futile stunts and identitarian vigilantism. In fact, that only emboldens leftists and the institutions they control to pursue their policies with more vigor, prolonging their delusion that they have the moral high ground. You're also not going to convince reasonable-minded people by becoming right-wing social justice warriors. It just turns people off. Listen, the individual migrants aren't to blame for trying to escape to a better life. If I lived in a poverty-stricken African country, I'd try to do the same, and so would you. But again, that's economic migration. It's not refugees fleeing war-torn countries. It's fundamentally dishonest to call it a refugee crisis when it's not. 85% of migrants arriving in Italy are men. The vast majority of them are from countries that are not at war. But migrants didn't create this crisis. The political elite created it. Leftist NGOs created it. They created it because they fundamentally hate Western values and are quite prepared to destroy them to remain in power. Europe's loss of faith in its own achievements and culture. The continent's demographic collapse. This guilt-ridden self-immolation. This suicidal virtue signaling that led to Merkel to swing the borders wide open. It's all based on an existential crisis engineered by the leftist political elite, ensconced in ivory towers and luxury hotels, shuttled between banquets and private parties by their chauffeurs. They don't have to live amongst the societal crises that they create. They don't care about the impact millions of unassimilated migrants have on society or culture. They only care about power. They replaced what defined the West, rule of law, equality, with the empty platitudes of tolerance and diversity. And it's been catastrophic. The EU wants to force member states to accept more migrants. Macron is threatening sanctions on Poland for refusing to do that. The only solution is to turf out those political elites and prosecute the NGOs for their criminal activity. The solution is to provide incentives for these migrants to stay in their home countries. The solution is to push for a political settlement that unites Libya, something that's moving closer to fruition. A unification that empowers a single authority to plug the leak by arresting and jailing the people smugglers. This will also stop the flood of migrants from other African countries entering Libya in the first place. And if it's proven that members of NGOs have been coordinating with people smugglers, arrest and jail them too. Don't incentivize people smuggling by allowing NGO boats to be on standby to ferry these migrants into Europe at the drop of a hat. Italy could be about to prosecute these aid agencies, and we need to keep the pressure up to ensure that happens. There's an election in Italy next year. Polls show Beppe Grillo's five-star movement with a slender lead over the ruling centre-left party. The five-star movement has called out NGOs for providing a taxi service to migrants. If they take power, the racket is over and the aid agencies will face prosecution. The flood of migrants into Europe from Libya will cease. France chose virtual national suicide by voting for Macron, but Italy still has an opportunity to save itself and possibly the rest of the continent by electing Beppe Grillo. Look, free speech protests are going to do F all to stop these migrants pouring in every day. Railing against the symptoms, railing against Islam, and hey, I'm guilty as charged for doing that. But it doesn't count for anything. We need to stop these boats. We need criminal prosecutions and a permanent change of policy. The cultural identity of Europe is already being eviscerated. This isn't about race. It's about the survival of our fundamental values and our way of life. We need to stop the bleeding now, before it's too late.
An extraordinary, hard-hitting piece by Paul Joseph Watson. Now is as good a time as ever to point out the incredible specials going on here at the InfoWars store. This is a way for you to support the revolution and Patriot Media, free expression, the First Amendment, and a free press. The Memorial Day mega special has been extended, but not for very long. In all candor, this broadcast would be impossible without BrainForce. This is one of the best products I've ever used for mental clarity, for energy, to get yourself mentally organized and prepare to fight the hard tech left as they seek to censor us. And you can find all of the very best products now on a special discount. Silver Bullet Colloidal, 65% off. Super Male Virility, back in stock, 30% off. The aforementioned Brain Force at 47% off. Survival Shield. This stuff may have saved my life back at the time when I believed I was poisoned, just prior to being called to testify before the House Non-Intelligence Committee. Secret 12, 43% off. Knockout, an additional 50% off. These are the very finest all-natural supplemental products you can buy, folks, and you are helping the revolution when you go to the site. So stand with us, go to the store. You got to have our back here in the fight for free expression.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Open heaven, 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 open heaven.
Welcome back, Patriots. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. Hillary Clinton back in the news, giving an address at Wellesley, where for some reason she tried to dress exactly like Monica Lewinsky, beret and everything. And a lot of bitterness coming out of Hillary. She talks about fake news, but then she goes on to say that Richard Nixon was impeached. Well, he wasn't impeached. He was not convicted. He resigned. But more importantly, Hillary would have us forget that she was fired as a young staffer from the House Impeachment Committee. She tried during the campaign to rewrite history, her supporters saying that Jerry Ziefman, the chief of staff and chief counsel to the House Impeachment Committee, an ardent Democrat, didn't have the authority to fire her. Well, he did, and he fired her for lying and leaking, two attributes that she would bring forward into her political career. The difference between Richard Nixon and her husband is obvious. Richard Nixon loved his country, and when he believed he was hurting the country, he stepped down as president of the United States. No such selfless act by Bill Clinton, her husband. We've got a terrific video here. Let's look at Hillary at Wellesley and see how delusional this lady really is.
We didn't trust government, authority figures, or really anyone over 30.
Does Monica know that she has her hat, by the way? That's one of the things I'd like to know.
Thanks to years of heavy casualties and dishonest official statements about Vietnam and deep differences over civil rights and poverty here at home. We were asking urgent questions about whether women, people of color, religious minorities, immigrants would ever be treated with dignity and respect. And by the way, we were furious about the past presidential election of a man whose presidency would eventually end in disgrace with his impeachment for obstruction of justice.
Is this woman incapable of telling the truth? Bill Clinton's presidency should have ended for his selling secrets to the Chinese and the Russians in return for campaign contributions.
Running the investigation into him at the Department of Justice.
There you have it. Hillary Clinton, highly delusional. Stay tuned here at InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show. We've got a great show coming up, including rock legend Rick Derringer. Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to break down the truth about Seth Rich for us. And later in the show, we talk about David Urban, the White House shakeup, and whether the president will move aggressively to save himself. It's all right here at InfoWars on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back. We are also going to talk about the fake news trend in America. The president has forthrightly come back and taken on the media in a way that has long since been necessary. We know who the enemy is. We know that we speak the truth, and you'll get the full lowdown here at InfoWars. I'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over. Move it on over.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. Where else could you get Hank Williams Sr. but here in Austin, Texas? One of my favorites. The mainstream media seems now to be out of leakers. They've resorted to just fabricating things, making things up. How does one deal with an adversary that just willfully lies and puts it on page one of the newspaper? The newest canard from some of these nefarious unnamed sources who the media claims are talking in derogatory terms about the president, well, they really don't exist. We saw graphically in Europe how the elite, arrogant European leaders completely mishandled Donald Trump. If you really wanted him to sign on to the climate accords from Paris, perhaps you should have praised him. Instead, they snubbed him. They were arrogant. They were rude. And then, of course, a White House aide, Gary Cohn, made the mistake of telling the New York Post, well, the president came to Europe to get smart about climate change. Sorry, Mr. Cohn, the president already is smart. That's why the American people elected him. And what of a president that has the cojones to stand there in front of these delinquent European leaders and say, hey, boys, when it comes to NATO, it's time for you to pay up. This is the kind of president I want. Somebody with the courage to tell it like it is right in their grill, as they say. These countries are supposed to be putting up 2% of their GDP to fund NATO. We fund 72% of the NATO overall budget. It's time to have a president who puts America first. CNN, of all people, produced a terrific video on the NATO situation. Let's have a look.
I cover national security and foreign policy. I'm a retired Rear Admiral in the Navy, also served as Pentagon Press Secretary and State Department spokesman.
I cover anything from U.S. role in NATO to ISIS in the Middle East. When it comes to NATO, it's very complicated. It's been a problem for decades, I would say 20, 30 years.
Many U.S. presidents have talked about NATO members needing to take on more of the burden.
President Trump wouldn't be the first president that has tried to do this. President Obama made the case, as did President Bush before him.
There was a breakthrough in 2014 at a summit in Wales, but there are other factors. In 2014, we saw the rise of ISIS, and we also saw Russia and Vladimir Putin moving into Ukraine and annexing Crimea. And those things really, really scared people in Europe. It was a huge incentive to spend more so that they can defend themselves.
It's a struggle because many European countries are having their own domestic economic woes that are limiting their ability to spend on defense.
President Trump has really made this a cornerstone of his campaign, certainly, and now of his foreign policy, and is even threatening to withdraw from the alliance if the U.S., if other countries don't pay more.
I think he has put the fear of God into some countries. With a lot of his rhetoric during the campaign, he was very equivocal about whether the U.S. needs NATO, and I think that unsettled people.
His bellicose nature has certainly reignited the flame, but that flame was already burning.
NATO members are willing to pay more, and they are coming up with plans to lay out an outline for how they're going to pay more. The U.S. wants them to commit to a 10-year plan. A lot of countries aren't ready to do that.
It's going to be a constant balancing act for them.
The president's bellicose attitude? Pay up, you freeloaders. Time to cough up, you European deadbeats. Yes, Donald Trump speaks the truth, keeping faith with the people he pledged to clean up the NATO problem in the last election. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the right place at InfoWars.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. InfoWars.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship. That's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand. Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the info war while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone from the Stone Cold Truth, sitting in for the patriot freedom fighter, Alex Jones. And joining us shortly is one of the finest investigative reporters working today in the United States, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Skyping in from his palatial New Jersey estate. But before we go to Dr. Corsi, I want to highlight an incredible video from a British Member of Parliament, Nigel Evans. Mr. Evans has said what many Americans will not say in an extraordinarily hard-hitting video. Let's take a look at what this distinguished British politician has to say.
Those who find it difficult to understand that the American people voted for Donald Trump get over it, because he's president of the United States. And what I would say for all of us here, and this actually includes myself, is that we have to ask ourselves, why is it that people felt so left behind that they made the democratic decisions that they've had, which we think we can't understand, some of us. How can you possibly vote for Brexit? How can you possibly vote for Donald Trump? And the fact is that the people have. These were the forgotten people. And just like we had the forgotten people in the United Kingdom, there are the forgotten people in the United States of America. We may not like some of the things that he says, and I certainly don't like some of the things that he said in the past. But I do respect the fact that he stood on a platform which he is now delivering. He's going to go down in history as being roundly condemned for being the only politician to deliver on his promises.
And there you have it, speaking the truth in Europe, a member of the British Parliament. And now joining us, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Now, Dr. Corsi has written a blockbuster series, which I am just now getting into, but you can find at the InfoWars website, on the entire question of Seth Rich and why he was murdered. See, the great thing about Dr. Corsi is he uses the investigative techniques that the intelligence agencies use. He starts with the product and then works back to examine the motives. He has really zeroed in on what was stolen, when it was stolen, when it was published, and uses a process of elimination to prove that only Seth Rich could have been responsible for the breach at the DNC, which revealed that Deborah Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton's campaign colluded to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders, and that the two hackers, Guccifer 1 and 2, do play central roles. Dr. Corsi, welcome to InfoWars.
Thanks, Roger. It's great to be with you, and I appreciate the introduction. The key to what these three articles do is really very analytical. It takes apart, in a way you'll never see the mainstream media do, the details of how the Democrats operated their emails and their computer systems, including voting systems, and that it details each hack or leak and traces in an intelligence, counterintelligence way how it had to happen. So these are articles which are going to be very, very detailed, and I think once you've read them, you're going to get the background of understanding how the Seth Rich murderer
got it.
Why it occurred and what was involved in Seth Rich's decision to steal the emails that he stole and give them to WikiLeaks.
Dr. Corsi, what do you make of the what appears to be a mainstream media effort directed by the Democrats to cut off all discussion of this matter as if it's verboten? You can't talk about whether Seth Rich was murdered. You can't talk about who may have done it. You're supposed to respect the privacy of the family. Now, I think while the privacy of the family is important, the truth is more important.
Well, the truth is the only really critical thing in the pursuit of the politics of the story. I mean, the family, we all respect the family, and the family, unfortunately, is going to have to deal with the public nature of this murder and the solving of the murder. But when you get down to the Democratic operatives, I think there's two reasons, Roger, that the Democrats are just terribly afraid of this of the Seth Rich story. One, it's going to expose that the core corruption was the Democrats themselves. And I'm not convinced that the Russians hacked anybody as a result of doing this examination. What I am convinced of is that the Democrats ran an extremely lax security system with all of their networks, including their voting data, and it was relatively easy to hack them. Secondly, once the entire MEM, this narrative of the Russian collusion, collapses, what you're going to find at the core of it is, again, more crimes committed by Hillary Clinton, more crimes committed by the Democratic Party, lies, and essentially a cover-up story that was concocted to explain why Hillary lost. In other words, the Russians stole it from them. Well, the truth is that the Russians wanted Hillary to win. The Russians were paying Hillary. They were paying Podesta. They had the Obama administration in their back pocket. Obama had done nothing when Russia went into Ukraine. It did nothing in Crimea. The Russians had the Obama administration in their back pocket, and Russia could have easily blackmailed Hillary and Podesta had Hillary been in the White House. That's what the Democrats are afraid the American people are going to find out, is that the Russians really, as they say, didn't do anything. And Julian Assange, as he's largely hinted, had relied upon Seth Rich, an internal member of the Democratic National Committee, who became so disillusioned with how Hillary stole the election from Bernie Sanders that he decided he would retaliate by stealing DNC emails and Podesta emails, and WikiLeaks strategically published them, basically destroying Hillary's campaign. But this was not Donald Trump. At the same time, and this is going to be another series of articles I'm going to write, the Obama people were systematically wiretapping Donald Trump's campaign and setting up this whole Russian MEM in order to try to undermine the administration should Donald Trump win. At the heart of this story is Democratic corruption, which is astounding and is many scales greater than Watergate or the corruption of Richard Nixon.
You know, my friend Sam Nunberg, an early advisor to Donald Trump, really summed this up better than anyone else. No crime, no collusion, no cover-up. It's time for the president, in my view, to get on offense. Now, Dr. Corsi, you are an old Washington hand. You know your way around the inner beltway sanctums. What do you make of this overdrive effort by the NSA to find the Russian collusion? They have doubled down rather than backing off. What do you make of that?
Well, again, I think the NSA is also afraid that they're going to find that this whole FISA process was compromised. In other words, that the Obama administration was regularly doing electronic surveillance on Americans, and especially any Americans that were politically enemies of the Clintons or the Obamas or the Democrat Party as a whole. And the unmasking, in other words, not only getting surveillance on U.S. citizens, which is permitted under law in very narrow circumstances, done broadly on political enemies, on the Trump campaign and a whole. And then the names unmasked, which means that within the White House, a decision was made to reveal the names of the people who had been illegally under electronic surveillance from the NSA, and then to leak that information to the press in order to do detriment to the Trump campaign. And I'm going to do the same kind of detailed forensic, you know, counterintelligence analysis and show how the stories that were appearing in the New York Times and other places in throughout the campaign were sourced through leaks from the White House that used unmasked intelligence information that made it clear the Obama administration was conducting massive surveillance on Trump's campaign. In other words, whatever the Democrats have charged Trump with doing, colluding with the Russians, it was the Democrats who were colluding with the Russians. Wiretapping and breaking into the Democratic systems, electronic surveillance. The Russians were not doing that. It was the Democrats who were surveilling illegally the Trump campaign, who was in bed with Russia, was Hillary and Podesta making money, which we see through these the leaked emails. At the bottom line, the Russians did not make Podesta or Debbie Wasserman Schultz write the horrendous anti-Sanders and manipulative emails that they wrote. It was their own words, which the Democrats can't stand that the American people realize. The Democrats are trying to change the subject. That's all this is about. And when the American people realize the extent of this scandal, I doubt that the Democratic Party, as we now know it, is going to survive. Of course, the Democratic Party is moving so far to the left so rapidly, it's hard to tell what it is anyway.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the hard-hitting reports of Dr. Jerome Corsi here at InfoWars. But now would be a great time for you to go to the InfoWars store and support the fight for freedom. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day and approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8787.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Patriot Freedom Fighter Alex Jones. I've just realized that on the InfoWars store site, that Z-Shield, the toxic metal and chemical defense support system, is actually 25% off. Now, the sad truth, folks, is that our food, our water, our air is slowly poisoning us. There are tons of toxic chemicals we're absorbing every day. This is based on the fact that even the EPA admits that there's 800 million pounds of poison, pesticide, being dumped into the United States. What do you do about it? Well, Z-Shield is the very best all-natural formula for immunity, strength, and to repel these antioxidant poisons. An incredible formula, and 25% off due to our Memorial Day special. Now, I must tell you, the stock will not last long at this price. So do yourself and the movement for freedom a favor by going to the InfoWars store now and getting this terrific product. My grandson Nicholas uses it, among a myriad of other InfoWars products, and I should be in the good health that he's in. So going back now to our guest, Dr. Jerry Corsi. Dr. Corsi, I think that maybe what the president needs to do here is to turn the table on his critics, to direct Attorney General Sessions to convene a grand jury, that the grand jury should interview Mr. Hayden, Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Rogers, and of course, Susan Rice, perhaps even Valerie Jarrett. And depending on what the grand jury learns, perhaps it's time to summons Barack Obama himself. After all, a fair question you may remember is, what did the president know and when did he know it? It's time to take the gloves off. Do you think the American people would support such an approach by the president?
I think it's necessary, and I think it's the next thing coming. I have written some articles. I wrote two or three I'm going to write. I'll write the third soon, of the counterintelligence measures that President Trump ought to take. Remember, this is a propaganda attack, that the Russians were in collusion with the Democrats. It does not make logical sense. There's no proof for it. So it's just a propaganda. It's a lie the Democrats are trying to make true by repeating and repeating and repeating it. First thing you do, I said, was change the subject. Well, President Trump's done that with his European trip and his trip to the Middle East and to Europe. Second thing I said is silence the mainstream media. And I'm recommending moving the mainstream media out of the White House, so that it no longer has that little tiny briefing room, which is really a disgrace, by the way. It's dirty, it's small, it's crummy, and it's maintained as a fiefdom by the mainstream media, who push every elbow everybody else aside. You can do just as well watching it on a live stream on television or on the internet. At any rate, that second one is just silence the mainstream media. Get them out of the building. Don't provide them access to information. Don't do daily briefings. Make it hard for them to get their information. Third, you attack back. And so you get the Attorney General. President Trump has all the apparatus right now of the intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice. He needs to fire massively people who were there under the Obama administration, because they're turning out all to be unloyal to and to undermining President Trump's administration. And then start some grand juries, start some investigations, dig deep into John Brennan's CIA, which I'm convinced was actually doing the hacking of the DNC, and then blaming it on the Russians, trying to set up, you know, the footprints, the fingerprints that could trace to Russia, even though there's no proof it was Russia. And secondly, when you look at the hacks, take a look at the system. The three articles I've written, and we wanted to publish them all at one time, are going to, you're going to spend some time reading them. They're extremely detailed. I researched them and been researching them for a long time. So you're going to find out, for instance, why Seth Rich was hired and how he came up as a Democratic operative.
All right. Dr. Corsi, we are up against a hard break here, but right. There you have it. An old Washington hand, a man who knows where the bodies are buried. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Jerry Corsi.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones, and we are going to talk impeachment. Now, Congressman Al Green, a Democrat, says that he's pushing ahead with the process to draw up a bill of particulars for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Frankly, I liked Mr. Green much better when he was just a singer. Oh, it's not the same guy. Pardon me. In any event, incredibly, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and by the way, Bill O'Reilly got this right. She does appear to have borrowed that hairdo from James Brown. The level of arrogance and misinformation and misstatements and non-facts who flow from this woman's mouth is really extraordinary. She's a hater, the worst kind of hater. And she pays no attention to the fact that her own senator, Dianne Feinstein, and John Brennan, the Wahhabist, who somehow managed to serve as CIA director for two presidents, both were forced to admit no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion. No crime, no collusion, no cover-up, as my friend Sam Nunberg, the Trump advisor, says. And we are really, it blows my mind to see what Maxine Waters is saying and doing. Let's take a quick look.
I just want to talk about your representation in Washington regarding our president as well.
I can't stand him.
I understand.
He's the most horrible man I've ever seen in my life.
I love my president very much.
I'm glad you do.
Your position, my position as well.
I'm glad you do.
But I also want to know why you aren't representing me in Washington by opposing the president.
Your president is a dishonorable, lying man. He mocked a journalist. I've never seen a grown man do that. He talked about grabbing women by the private parts. He lies every day. He's in bed with Putin and the Russians about oil, and everybody around him are allies with the Kremlin and with the oligarchs of Russia. They're going to take us down.
This is extraordinary. This woman is delusional.
Grabbing a woman's pussy,
that's
which
right.
I don't think he ever did.
He said
I go back to...
What grown man talks like that?
I go back to President Clinton.
I don't care about Clinton.
Well, of course.
I care about this.
Of course.
Listen, I'm going to work every day until I get him impeached.
Yeah, no, she doesn't care about Clinton. Clinton, who raped and sexually assaulted dozens of people.
Thank you so much.
You cannot impeach a woman of Congress.
Me in office.
All right, I think we got the flavor of this. This is demagoguery of the worst sort. And here's the real irony. Maxine Waters and her husband have engaged in business activities utilizing her position in public office that would have sent a Republican who was white to jail. And that is a fact from the stone cold truth. Perhaps it's time for the Justice Department to reexamine her business dealings before she lectures us about morality. And Congresswoman Waters, no proof that Donald Trump is in bed with the Russians. No proof whatsoever. Put up or shut up, as they say in the part of Connecticut that I'm from. We are also, I think, on the verge of a major White House shakeup in which the president could very well make personnel decisions that could save his presidency. Now, there has been some speculation in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, that David Urban, the hard-charging West Point graduate, distinguished Army veteran, and the man who helmed Donald Trump's incredible victory in Pennsylvania that put him over the top, a prize that eluded Mitt Romney, John McCain, and George W. Bush. Well, we're told that Mr. Urban might be in line for a major role in the Trump White House. In all honesty, David Urban served as the chief of staff for the toughest, meanest, smartest man who perhaps ever served in the United States Senate, Arlen Specter. Irascible, controversial, difficult, smart, as can be. If you can manage the affairs of Arlen Specter, you can manage the affairs of President Donald J. Trump. David Urban is exactly a perfect representative of the new Trump Democrats, a former altar boy from Alquippa, Pennsylvania, whose father is a union card-carrying steelworker and a proud member of the NRA. David Urban is the kind of loyalist Donald Trump needs. I say this not just because he is a friend of mine, but because he's proven in the battle-tested war that we just went through in 2016 that he can deliver, that he can keep his mouth shut, that he can put his loyalty to the president first and foremost. And he knows how Washington works. And he has an extraordinary sense of ethics. He knows what can and cannot be done in Washington. I have no special knowledge of how and when and in what manner the president may tap David Urban's talents. I do know that he was seen dining with Ivanka Trump in Washington, D.C. only days ago. So I am hopeful that the Mr. President will do what is necessary to save himself. And here's a trivia question. What foreign country is Reince Priebus about to be appointed ambassador to? If you guessed Greece, well, I think you might be right. We are extraordinarily challenged at this point because the president is faced with adversaries who have no regard for facts or truth. In fact, the president himself, I think, really put this in perspective on the Sunday morning shows when he said that the leaks coming from his White House were fabricated lies. Notice how so many of our sources are anonymous. Well, that means that in many cases, take the Daily Beast, for example, they just don't exist. These elitist pukes who criticize our president kind of make it up as they go along. And you have the interlocking and totally coordinated effort to take highly sophisticated computer techniques, technological techniques by the tech left, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, Yahoo, to promulgate their fake news and suppress the truth when it's on InfoWars or Breitbart or The Daily Caller or indeed Stone Cold Truth. This is the most important fight we face because you see, the president cannot win, not on the economy, not on immigration, not on trade. He cannot make America great again without a vibrant, robust alternative media. The Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, they'd like to go back to the days when they had a total monopoly on political discourse in this country. You see, that back was broken in 2016, largely because of the technological advance that now has the majority of Americans getting their political news on a handheld device or an iPad or a PC. And in order to do so, they have to go through the internet. Well, when consumers, in this case voters, go through the internet to reach, shall we say, CNN, it doesn't take them long to figure out that there's better investigative reporting going on right here at InfoWars, and that they have a wealth of alternatives to find out what's really happening in America. Now, if you are going to help us fight the tech left, there is no better way that I can think of than going to the InfoWars.com store. I believe it's InfoWarsStore.com, actually, and taking a look at the new Emmerich's Essential line of organic household products would be a great place to start. For over two decades, I'm told that the listeners here at InfoWars have been asking for generic products to replace things like bug spray, sunscreen, and body wash with healthier, more efficient, more effective products. And the folks who run the labs for the InfoWars store have tested hundreds of different brands and have spoke to dozens of other manufacturers, but until now, they have not been able to produce a line of products that are up to the InfoWars standards, a line of products that you, the freedom fighters and liberty-minded folks who support us here at InfoWars, have been demanding from us for literally years. I'm talking about the non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen. This is what you need at the beach. I'm talking about the DEET free herbal bug spray. No poisons, no toxins, nothing in there that will kill you. The concentrated peppermint mouthwash. This reminds me very much of the fluoride-free toothpaste that my family has become addicted to, better than anything you can find in a drugstore. We're talking about the pure, unscented body wash. This stuff is great in a hot shower. The pure tea tree shampoo, all natural. The long-lasting natural deodorant that doesn't contain the poisoning aluminum. And so many more great household products available right now at the InfoWarsStore.com. So you can have a total win-win situation. You can support our fight for freedom, our fight for free expression, by going to the store and loading up on the products that the folks here at InfoWars have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars testing to assure they're bringing you the very best product at the very best price. Sure, you can go to Rite Aid or Walgreens or CVS. You'll pay more and you'll get inferior products that don't support the fight for freedom. So please, folks, go to the InfoWars.com store and help us in this struggle for free expression and the First Amendment. We are also going to talk about this personnel shakeup, as I indicated, is a unique opportunity for the president to get on offense. Now, there's a report that Steve Bannon, who is a nationalist, whose political views are probably somewhat copacetic with my own, certainly one who understands the game plan of the globalists. And the report is that Mr. Bannon will run a war room operation to help put the Trump administration on an offensive footing. Well, while this is a quaint idea, I'm not sure a war room is the real answer. The real answer, in my opinion, is for the president to double down on the agenda he put forward for the American people. Trump needs to deliver on policy, and he is. Little attention being given to the regulatory unraveling going on at EPA, for example, and other departments where the thicket of red tape, which is destroying job creation in this country, is being hacked back by Trump appointees. No, the president doesn't get any credit for that. Or an economy that has clearly turned the corner from the Obama doldrums, revitalizing our economic vitality is a key. The president needs to go to the mat for a cut in the corporate income tax rate, cutting the rate below China, Mexico, Japan. This is the solution the president laid out in the campaign, and this is the solution that can revitalize our economy and give the president both time and resources to address the key questions we face regarding crime, trade, immigration, and so many other pressing issues. While the travel ban is something I entirely support, I think the economic keystone to Trump's success is in the dynamic pro-growth campaign promises he put forward that need to be embodied in his thrust on Capitol Hill. Now, many people ask me, well, what about these establishment Republicans? They seem to have their own ideas regarding tax reform and tax reduction, largely the status quo. I actually saw one Republican congressman crowing about the fact that nothing would change. Well, that will not satisfy President Donald Trump, a man I've known for 40 years. You can get my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution, at the InfoWars store. This is the insider's perspective on how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest political upset in American history. And it shows you the grit and the gumption and the determination of Donald J. Trump. Folks, he's a fighter. And these efforts to say he's disillusioned, he's frustrated, he's ready to throw in the towel, well, that's the fake news. Those are the fake sources the president was referring to on the Sunday morning shows. The president came back from Europe, exhilarated, excited, energized, and ready to do battle with the inside the beltway forces arrayed against him. The mainstream media, their allies in the Democratic Party, and those in the deep state, the CIA and the other vaunted 17 intelligence agencies, all continue to be led by Barack Obama appointees. Mr. President, it's time to clean house. But this I know, those here at InfoWars, our listeners, our viewers, our supporters, we, Mr. President, have your back. We will fight to make America great again. I'm Roger Stone. You're at InfoWars, and I will be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. And we have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believed we were going to fail, who believed their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
All of us are students and have homework and projects and things due.
I know.
Have you sent an email out to our faculty letting them know?
No.
What's been done about
eating
that?
Cake,
we're all here on our own time.
Yeah, yes.
I'm eating cake, girl.
First thing I'll do.
I have not done it yet.
So they need to be told that these assignments won't be gone off on. And we don't need to be penalized for that.
I don't know the names of all the students here.
Well, just say it's all the faculty. Black, so I know you can do it, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
I love
your confidence in all Sorry. I speak with my hands.
Dude, the faculty need to know what's going on so that y'all can't keep doing this pointing fingers. And since I know, you act like we don't have technology, yo.
Are you listening?
No,
okay, this is it. This is how you can help.
Y'all, please.
You please, George. Come on.
I'm trying to talk.
Okay, we trying to listen. Go ahead.
I'm trying to talk.
Okay.
I want to go to work on these with Wendy, the other people here, the faculty.
Oh, faculty, y'all staying?
I need some privacy, folks. I'm sorry.
Hey, okay. Can we
get that? I have claustrophobia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we don't
talk in America.
And we endure hate crimes on your campus and pay to be
here. Students of color have to work in threatening environments every day.
Come on, baby.
Welcome. Get to work.
You can get that work.
We need
to get the desk. Can he get the desk? I mean,
yeah, George, you go ahead and migrate to your desk. We'll be right here.
I am
George. I'm going to catch you on the flip side, Flipwood.
Sorry, folks. I will work on these. Can you hold me accountable by Friday?
George, this is we got to do it every day. If you don't call your desk, you don't let us.
So by Friday, if all those are met, you need to pay for a potluck.
Pay for a potluck anyway.
Yeah, okay. Then. Okay.
We want gumbo.
Then. We want gumbo. We made by my mom.
Okay.
Try and copy this to put it up on the college website.
You can scan it. Get the
out of here. I'm going to scan this. We're going to put it up on the college website.
Okay. Oh, we got to tell him. Management skills. He got scanners down in the library.
Yeah. Get out of here. Peace out, y'all. Tired now. My neck hurts. My body hurts. I'm tired.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back to InfoWars. Thank you for those kind words, Mr. President. Recently, there was a firestorm of criticism when President Donald Trump fired the FBI director, James Comey. And then word leaked that the president said that Mr. Comey was a nut job. Well, I have just put up a piece at LouRockwell.com called The Incredible Mr. Comey, which outlines his entire history as a nut job. In fact, you see, Mr. Comey was the prosecutor in the Mark Rich prosecution. You remember Mark Rich. He was the international fugitive financier who essentially purchased a pardon from President Bill Clinton. So not only did Mr. Comey succeed in winning Mr. Rich's conviction, but then he provided the cover-up for the payoffs to the Clinton Foundation with which Mr. Rich purchased himself a pardon. And that pardon didn't go through the normal channels of the Justice Department. No, it was put in front of President Clinton at the last minute of the last hour of the last day of his presidency. And then, of course, it was Mr. Comey who was the prosecutor in the Sandy Berger affair. You remember Mr. Berger, don't you? He's the guy who served as Bill Clinton's national security advisor. He slipped into the National Archives, took documents that proved that Bill Clinton could have killed Osama bin Laden, but didn't, shoved them down the front of his pants, smuggled them out of the building in violation of law. But don't worry, James Comey was on the case. Mr. Berger was not charged, and no justice was served. And then, of course, there's Mr. Comey's role in the HSBC scandal. That international bank got caught money laundering hundreds of millions of dollars for drug-related activities. This is not just a financial crime. This is a drug crime. And lo and behold, nobody went to jail. Nobody was prosecuted. HSBC merely dipped into the small change draw and paid a massive fine. Then Mr. Comey, that paragon of morality, that man of great integrity, well, he went on the HSBC board. How much were you paid, Mr. Comey? How much did you put in your pocket for giving the crooks at HSBC a pass? No, the president did the right thing. Whether he fired Mr. Comey for being mentally unbalanced, a nut job, some would say, or whether he fired him for any other reason, we know one thing. He didn't fire him because he was trying to head off an investigation into Russian collusion, an investigation that even Mr. Comey admitted under oath had turned up nada, zero, nothing. Again, no crime, no collusion, no cover-up. No, Mr. Comey's revenge plan, in which he makes up fake memos to assail the president, this is a non-starter. We've exposed James Comey right here at InfoWars. I'll be right back.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage. This is Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The reason InfoWars Live has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLive.com.
If I ever forget to take them,
Like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nason iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my Super Female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So, obviously, the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nason iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nason Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Add along.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Welcome back. You're at InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. And now we are honored to be joined by a true rock legend. People don't understand the impact that Rick Derringer has had on American culture, writing some of the greatest rock classics. You know, a lot of times the artist gets the credit, but it's the songwriter who's left his imprint on America. And that is the case with our guest, Rick Derringer, and his associate, producer and filmmaker, Trey Smith. Welcome to InfoWars.
Great to be here.
It's an honor.
It really is.
So, I am just blown away. I, of course, remember Hang On Sloopy, listening to my transistor radio as a preteen in Westchester County, New York, and you played with the Winters Brothers, perhaps two of the greatest white blues artists in American rock blues history. But what we're going to focus on today is a powerful piece of music which has an interesting history, in which Rick Derringer has rededicated to our president, Donald Trump. So tell us the story of The Real American.
Real American. Well, my writing partner and I decided to write a patriotic song, and we really had high ideals. We wrote this song, and we said, man, we have hit the mark. So we cried after we wrote this song. Then all of a sudden, I was producing an album by the World Wrestling Federation, and they decided they wanted it on that album. Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, decided he wanted it to be his theme song. Well, that was a little bit depressing for me because we had such we wanted this to be a patriotic song, an anthem for everybody in America. And all of a sudden it became a wrestler's theme song. So, that was good, but it went on for 30 plus years. And then all of a sudden Hillary Clinton, when she was running in her primary against Barack Obama, used it as her campaign song.
Thievery! Thievery!
Yeah, that's right. But nonetheless, in some ways, it elevated it to the kind of the status where we had envisioned it. But then Newt Gingrich used it for his victory song when he won his primary. Then they played it for America's Got Talent. A guy balanced 40 watermelons on his head, and they played it for him. Then Barack Obama used it to unveil his birth certificate at the Correspondents' Dinner.
More thievery.
Yeah, more thievery. That's the way we look at it. But nonetheless, he used it. And then Donald Trump used it for 4 videos in this campaign season. But the famous meeting, here's the thing. The famous meeting when Donald Trump went into the Oval Office the first time with Barack Obama, I read this in the New York Times. One of the big issues that Barack Obama wanted to talk about with Donald Trump was he said, I'll dare you, I can't believe you took my song, Rick Derringer's Real American, and used it. So it was kind of at that moment, since it was done originally in the 80s for Hulk Hogan, not for him, but, you know, he's used it all these years. I felt like it needed a new version. It sounded so 80s to me anyway. And I said, this way, Donald Trump, in theory, could have a version. The next time he met with Barack Obama, he could say, check this out. You don't have I have my own version now. So we didn't exactly do it for Donald, but I just did it in kind of retaliation for Barack Obama telling Trump that he stole his song.
This song is powerful, folks, and we've got a terrific video that Trey Smith made. Let's roll that.
Reported that one of the topics of discussion in the meeting, the first famous meeting in the Oval Office between Trump and Obama, one of the topics of discussion was Obama coming down on Trump, razzing Trump, because how dare you use my song, Fight for the Dangerous Real America. Of
everyone, I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
There you have it. Powerful, really powerful, terrific footage there at the Wailing Wall in Israel, the cradle of our Judeo-Christian values. Congratulations, Rick Derringer. That is a powerful piece of work.
Well, we decided to add a little extra, this new brand new version. We added an extra bridge in there where it says, our cause is right and just. We're built on truth. In God we trust. And that wasn't in the Hulk Hogan wrestling theme song version, but we decided to the song deserves something like that. It deserves a little new treatment.
Well, you've had an interesting odyssey, as many people in the entertainment business have had, kind of moving left to right, or maybe disinterested to right. And I know that can't be easy. A lot of people in the entertainment industry look down on folks who decide to stand up for the country.
Everybody in the United States is in a terrible situation right now. All the people, the majority that supported Trump, are made to feel like they are the minority, and they're treated terrible. So we're all in a situation where we're afraid to tell people that we actually are Trump supporters. A good friend of mine that I played on his early records and stuff, Todd Rundgren, is right now doing a big campaign all across the United States saying, if you like Donald Trump, don't even bother to come to my concerts. So I'd like to extend an invitation to all those people he's tossed out of his concerts. Please come to my concerts. Because, you know, we should all be proud of the fact that we supported the winner.
Well, and there's some free enterprise there. Tell us about your upcoming concert schedule, if you can, because I know we have folks out there who want to see Rick Derringer live. It's a show to behold. Tell us where you're going to be.
The easiest way to tell you is just say rickderringer.com.
There you go.
There's always a schedule posted at rickderringer.com, plus all kinds of other good stuff there. But you can always see where we're going. Going to L.A. next to play a big show in with the Standells. The Standells opened for me in 1966 while I opened for the Rolling Stones on their first American tour. But that's the next show coming up.
There you have it, folks. A man who's played with Mick and Keith and Johnny Winters and other rock legends. A rock legend in his own right. Rick Derringer, American patriot. And a real American. Thanks for joining
Thank
us
you.
At InfoWars.
Thank you
Trey,
very much.
Thanks for being here. We are going to remind you one more time to get to the InfoWars.com store and support the fight for freedom. We bring you scintillating rock legends like Rick Derringer because you support us at InfoWars, and the fight for freedom can only continue if you give us your support.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8787.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones with some great news. Rock God Rick Derringer has moved his schedule around to spend a little more time with us, as well as his associate producer and filmmaker, Trey Smith. Now, Trey, I specifically recall you're making a powerful documentary about essentially biblical prognostication and prediction of the successful election of Donald Trump. Tell us about it.
Roger, it's larger than that. We, in fact, Rick and I were just in Israel for 10 We did everything. We were at Sodom and Gomorrah. We were all over the place. But we, yes, we put, I put up a video on the, on predicting. One of the men that had prophesied, guy that was bad mouthed from here to Timbuktu, Kim Clement, everybody called him a false prophet. Well, all the way back in 2007, he was stating this man, Donald Trump, was going to become president. And I listened to that. And the core of people that I would listen to, that's what they believe. So privately, I put together a compilation of reasons, prophetic reasons, why we believe that Trump was going to win. Why the, more than that, that we believe that the Lord was actually putting this man in the place that, that he was. And that not a, not in a trite thing, because a lot of, actually to save the country. And that's so on this end of the fence, that's what we believe in. As far as I know, it is the largest view pulling, video in terms of a prophecy on Trump.
Tell us the name of it so folks can go see it. How is it listed?
Trump prophecy. It'll come up number one. Right. Trump prophecy of Trump.
Well,
Trey Smith.
I'm a believer. I think people don't understand the extent to which Donald Trump has given up a great life. He didn't need to be president to be somebody. He already was somebody. Yeah. The most successful international businessman on the planet, universally known and non-controversial. A great life, a great family, a great home in Palm Beach, a great apartment in New York, an easy lifestyle. Although Trump's a worker, a guy who's at his desk on Monday morning, 7 o'clock every Monday, there until five, but a guy who could be spending this time enjoying spending time with his grandchildren. And instead, he's working, you know, 8 and 10 hour days. He is making a 9 day trip to Europe. He's producing for the American people. And unlike these grubby career politicians who just wanted to be president so they could have the title, he stepped into the arena to make a real difference because he's tired of seeing what's happened to the country. I remember distinctly an interview he did with Oprah Winfrey when she said to him in the 80s, "What about running for office, Donald? Would you think you'd ever run for president?" He said, "No, I don't think so. Unless things get so bad that I have no choice." That's where I think we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, Roger, that's why the Lord put him in the position he's in, is because he's a workaholic. He loves, even with those, I promise you, that all of the Trump businesses, they can argue this way or that on all of their little medias. But this is a man that takes pride in coming into an area and not only making it profitable, but making it more beautiful than the other guys. And that's why the Lord put him in that place. He's not satisfied unless he's doing that.
Well, he, having known him for,
I believe that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Look, having known him for 40 years, I can tell you he's about excellence. He's about quality.
That's a spirit.
There is nothing better constructed than a Trump building. He wants the best marble, the best brass, the best wood. He's a tough taskmaster, but anybody who worked in the Trump organization, down to the lowest stonemason or warboard guy, could get in to see the boss if he had an idea how things could be done better. If he didn't like the quality of the concrete that was being delivered and that Trump had paid for, he's accessible. And he's the same way as president. This is a man who, unlike some of our previous presidents, he's not going to get isolated. He's not going to get cocooned. He's on the phone. He works the phone harder than anybody since Lyndon Baines Johnson, believe me. He's talking to people in every strata of life to find out what's really happening in America. All right, we're just about out of time. Again, I want to thank Rick Derringer. I think we're going to come back for one more segment. Trey Smith, Rick Derringer, rock god, right here at Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, "USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage." This is Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship. That's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
See.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. You know, just as the president is like a lion surrounded by baying hyenas, so is Alex Jones, who is taking an orchestrated beating in the mainstream media, lie upon lie upon lie. So I am happy to sit in for a guy I think was an MVP in the election of Donald Trump, and that would be my friend Alex Jones. We're here with rock legend Rick Derringer and the better half of the Derringer family, his lovely wife, Jenda. I've had Jenda on my radio show, The Stone Cold Truth, and we talked about their odyssey and their strong support for the president. Jenda, welcome to InfoWars.
Thank you very much.
We are so happy to have you here in the studio. So tell us your take on the real American. You've got to be very, very proud.
Well, it sounded too 80s to me, so I told Rick. And from then on, he said it's too 80s. And then I came up with the idea of having Space Odyssey come in first before the song, and it did come in just right, and our drummer said, yes, this sounds really good this way. And so it also exits with that same Space Odyssey 2001.
Well, it's one of those songs that I find, once you've listened to it once, it just revolves around your head. I find myself humming it while I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking about it. It's got that kind of catchy riff to it. I see why Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama tried to steal it. Now, in the case of the Clintons, she and her husband would steal a hot stove, as you know. And why their crimes at the Clinton Foundation are not the subject of a special prosecutor, well, maybe that's coming. Have you found that people in show business, people in the entertainment industry, have treated you differently as you've moved around the country?
Which way? In what way?
Well,
how so?
I find since the Netflix documentary Get Me Roger Stone has aired, now when I travel, more people recognize me. And it's about a 50-50 split. Some people want to give me the finger. Some people want to spit on me. Some people want to call me names. And none of that bothers me because of the many patriots who step up and say, can I get a selfie? Thank you for helping our president. Thank you for standing up for Alex Jones. Thank you for your reports on InfoWars. So it's rewarding.
Yes.
And I take the good with the bad. What's been your experience?
I haven't had any bad experience yet at all. I think that so many people support our president secretly that there's no problem, because I would have definitely seen some occurrence of it had I, you know, thought that there was a problem. I would have been very intuitive in seeing it, I think.
Yeah, I do a thing called Storybook Show. And in that show, I talk about the story of real American. And I've found you expect the audiences maybe to be half and half, but they are a majority of Trump supporters almost every time we do the show.
Wow, that's extraordinary.
Yes.
I have found that, generally speaking, in politics, the whole notion of a hidden vote is something I've tended to discount. Yeah. I'm empirical. If it doesn't show up in the polling, which is what we use to base almost everything on, it's not there. I changed my mind by the high number of people who would come up to me in October and say, I'm voting for Trump. It happened every single day. And while it's anecdotal and certainly not scientific, a disproportionate number of African Americans would come up to me on the streets, in restaurants, on the plane, in the airport, and tell me that they were with the Donald. So I had new respect, and I think the results showed in the end that there was a hidden vote, that there were many Americans who shared our views, but they didn't want to put themselves up to the derision and the attack of others, so they kept it to themselves, which is an interesting commentary on where we are in America.
I am
really excited about your song. I have sent it to the president. Frankly, I'm hopeful that he will have you in because we know that he knows the history. And we know that he has now the ability to reclaim this song from its previous poacher, shall we call him, the poacher in chief, Barack Obama. Folks, if you have the opportunity to see Rick Derringer live, this, according to my friends, is something to behold. I yet have not had the opportunity, but our paths will cross. Tell us again, rickderringer.com, to see where he's going to be playing.
Yep.
Folks, this guy is a hardcore rocker. I mean, I asked him about guitars in the break because it appeared to me he was playing a Stratocaster. You set me straight on that.
Yeah, the Warrior. Warrior guitars. They're handmade instruments. The best electric guitars you can get are handmade. And these guys actually carve them. If you've never seen an actual guitar being carved by hand, it's an amazing thing. You expect machines to be doing this stuff, and these guys at Warrior actually hand-carve these instruments. It's really amazing.
Well, as I said, I put myself through college playing a Fender Precision bass. I always wanted the jazz bass, but it was a little out of my realm. Right. And I ultimately sold it to buy a Volkswagen for $540 because I needed to be able to drive to work when I went to work for President Nixon. But I can appreciate the craftsmanship here. I guess, you know, a vintage Stratocaster today would fetch an enormous price, right?
Yeah, I have Chanda, two of them. Chanda has two really rare ones. One of them she bought was actually the guitar I used on the band Derringer Live album. And she found it somewhere and bought it. And then she has another, a 1966 perfect condition. One of those kind you hear about that the person put it under the bed and never played it. Wow. She found one of those. So she actually has two very collectible Strats.
When I was in
the other one's a 65 and it's in great, great
that's
shape.
That's the one from Derringer.
When I was in Palm Springs not long ago, I read that a place there had the Hofner bass that Paul McCartney had played. Mm-hmm. So I went to go see it. It was very cool, but the other thing they had was this two-tone mint green hollow body Gretsch guitar that had belonged to Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones. It had kind of a dark green, what do they call it, the guard on it.
Yeah.
I love this guitar. I actually got to play with
Brian Jones in 1966, the whole 1966 Rolling Stones tour. And then both Paul McCartney and Ringo at the same time for Ringo's 70th birthday, I played when Paul came out and sang, They Say It's Your Birthday. And Ringo, I thought these guys would, you know, be closer. You think of them always talking and stuff. And Ringo was really moved that Paul would come and show up and honor him for his birthday.
I actually got to play with Mick and Keith when they came to visit Lee Atwater, who was then the Republican National Chairman in Washington, D.C. And we were sitting around talking, and we did an impromptu version of Rock Me Baby. It was one of the highlights of my non-political career.
Well, we have to jam together sometime.
I'm not good enough to even get in the arena with you. In any event, we thank you again, rock legend.
Rick Derringer, another freedom fighter, his lovely wife, Jenda. Thanks for joining us here.
You're welcome.
At InfoWars.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Glad to have you. Now, while we are at it, you can go to the InfoWars.com store. And among the fine products that I am recommending is The Making of the President 2016. This book has the inside story on how Donald Trump pulled off the political miracle of the century. I don't need to remind you that the old media, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, they were aligned against the president. And what we now know is that the new media, whether it be Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, they were also rigged, manipulating their algorithms and playing other manipulative tools. For example, on Google, a Hillary Clinton press release was categorized as an update, but a press release from the Trump campaign was categorized as a promotion. Folks, that's the difference between 6 and 8 million opens a day. A perfect example of how the new media was seeking to rig the game against Donald Trump. You'll find that fact and so many others in The Making of the President 2016. And when you buy it at InfoWars as opposed to a bookstore, you're supporting the fight for freedom. You're supporting our efforts to fight the tech left and their efforts to strangle us, to censor us, to shut down dissidents and debate. That's what the fight is all about, folks. Now, I'm going to be taking some calls here in the segment, so I want you to go to 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're going to open the phone lines here shortly, and I will take all comers on the questions of the day, whether it be James Comey and the fact that he appears to have used a fake memo that was probably put together by the Russians or someone that alleged that there was collusion between Attorney General Loretta Lynch and the Clinton campaign to limit the inquiry into Hillary's illegal emails and her server. Once again, if you need proof that James Comey is indeed a nut job, as the new T-shirts that we're putting up at Stone Cold Truth will show you, or as I wrote for the Lou Rockwell site, lourockwell.com this week, well, there is no better proof. There you have the upcoming T-shirts. Those will be available at Stone Cold Truth. May shortly be available also at the InfoWars store. Let's tell it like it is. Indeed, Mr. Comey is a nut job and good riddance. And kudos to President Donald Trump for having the courage to can him. I'm ready to move to the phone lines here. And we have Mark in California. And he has a question regarding Jeb and the Bush crime family. Mark, welcome to InfoWars.
Oh, it is an honor, Mr. Stone. That's your real last name, isn't it?
It is. It's the one I've had my entire life. Now, the truth is that I am of Italian-American extraction. And when my father's people were coming to the United States, because the clerk at Ellis Island could not pronounce the family name, he said, "You are Stone," and I have been Stone ever since. But I'm proud of my Italian-American heritage. Indeed, I'm proud of my Sicilian heritage. Just don't mess with me. Go ahead with your question, Mark.
We need to sell like 10 million of Jeb and the Bush crime family, because I really do believe that he stepped down 11 days after that was published because he was scared Mr. Trump was going to put his finger in his chest and say, yeah, Jeb, we know who killed Kennedy. We know your dad's a pedophile. Roger Stone quoted the Franklin cover-up in your book four times. I think it's chapter 21. Excellent. Go! Roger Stone. Stone him with Stone.
Well, thank you. You know, this book has now been reproduced. It's called The Bush Crime Family. It's now available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any place where good books are found. And it has two new chapters about George P. Bush, the Texas Railroad Commissioner, and the next criminal from the House of Bush who would be president. His plan is to run for governor and run for president. You see, the crony capitalists in the Bush family can't wait to get their snout back in the trough. The real problems with the Bushes is not that they are not conservatives. It's even worse. They're crony capitalists, and they have gotten richer and richer while the American people have gotten poorer and poorer. And it doesn't matter whether it is Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. The elitists align with the globalists' profit and they enrich themselves while they drive the American worker and the hardworking American taxpayer into poverty. Thank you for your shout out. I commend to you The Bush Crime Family, available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and all great book purveyors now. How about Stephen from my home state of Florida? Stephen, what's on your mind? Welcome to InfoWars.
Hey, good afternoon, Roger. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah, I wanted to let you folks with Alex and InfoWars and you, especially since you're on today, know about an idea I came up with. I think it's a unique way that we could honor our 45th president, Donald J. Trump, and in the same way, take a shot at these globalist criminals. And because, you see, what he is doing is that this isn't about Trump, all this stuff they put out there, you know, trying to make this about us, about Trump and, you know, what they're manufacturing, which is all a bunch of lies. This is about a war between you know, what the founding fathers of this nation stood for, and these globalist criminals with their promotion of all their satanically inspired criminality. And so, being that the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, I had an idea that we should mint a new U.S. coin in pure silver or gold, and that what it ought to have on it is the caricature of our president, Donald Trump, and on it what it should say, since, you know, Hillary wanted to take a shot about all the deplorables, take up of the saying, e pluribus unum, what it should say is deplorables us unum, because that's what we are. We are what you consider the deplorables. We are unified against you and backing our president. And I think that would be really fitting if we could have the Treasury Department come out with something like that to stick it in their face, because I am so sick of these criminals and all their lies and their rhetoric and their empty nonsense that they're putting out there, because they've got nothing. And so the only thing they can do is the old saying, you know, avoid the message and shoot the messenger.
Well, Stephen, I'm afraid I got to cut you off there because we're moving up on a hard break. But thank you for your question. It's a great idea. I urge you to go to chargehillaryclinton.com if you want to sign the petition to the Attorney General demanding she be brought to justice.
The success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers
customers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There you hear rock legend Rick Derringer, who just joined us here in the InfoWars studio. We're going to go back to your calls because this is, frankly, my favorite part of the show. Let's go to Mike in Wyoming, out there in the West. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hi, Roger. I was curious. There was apparently a major problem with a guy named DeStefano in the White House personnel office who was basically making sure that no Trump loyalists were hanging on for more than 100 or 120 days. Has that been sorted out?
It has not. And this is an enormous problem because the Trump presidency, or I should say the chief executive, does not have control of the current government. The number of Obama holdovers is astronomical, and there has been a logjam in terms of both replacing Obama appointees and an even more serious problem in the constant promotion of establishment Republicans whose loyalty is to Reince Priebus and the Republican National Committee, but not to President Donald J. Trump. The other problem you have is Mr. Priebus's inability to tell the Trump cabinet members that the jobs in their department, the assistant secretaries, the deputy secretaries, the counsels, the deputy counsels, and all of the other appointees are the province of the President of the United States. Because when left to their own devices, unfortunately, many of the cabinet officers, like Rex Tillerson, our attorney general, seem to produce nominees who are establishment never Trumpers. We need a White House personnel shop who rewards service and loyalty to the president. Now, who are we talking about? I'll give you a perfect example. Ed Martin, who ran the Trump campaign in Missouri, former counsel to, former chief of staff to the governor of Missouri, former counsel to Pope John Paul, former chairman of the St. Louis Electoral Board, a man who's written a book co-authored with the late Phyllis Schlafly supporting Donald Trump. This is a man of extraordinary talent and capability. But where is he in the Trump administration? Why, he can't get his resume through the White House personnel office. No, Mr. DeStefano seems to be an impediment to building a government that is loyal and dedicated to the president's agenda. We are really at a point where this problem must be solved. If you want to stop the leaking, get rid of the Obama holdovers. The leaking that isn't being done by establishment Republicans is being done by them. This is not rocket science. The president needs a government and appointees who are committed to his agenda. It's the non-globalist agenda. It's the agenda of an outsider. You see, the two-party duopoly that has run this country into the ground, they will resist Donald Trump and his reforms to the bitter end. Let's recognize that it's time to fight this out and for our president to get on offense. I'm Roger Stone. You're at InfoWars, and I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, of course, sitting in for Alex Jones. If you're calling, again, our number is 800-259-9231. We're going to be taking some more calls a little later in the program, but joining me now is the great Paul Joseph Watson. I apologize that I'm not wearing my bowler this time, but perhaps next time.
Hey, Roger. Good to be back.
Great to see you again. So, you had a terrific piece on refugees that we rolled earlier in the program. And as I pointed out, Anna Navarro of CNN was on Twitter yesterday praising the French president. What's to praise? It looks to me like their country is under siege from these swarms of Arab thugs, Islamic thugs raping people, destroying public property, attacking private citizens, commandeering people's homes. This is a wave that appears to me to be heading towards America, but for one man, Donald J. Trump.
No, I mean, Europe is a warning to America, Roger, and we see that again today. And it's because of the left, their spineless, suicidal immigration policies, that this is the new normal. We have another armed terror raid in Paris today where they tried to intercept, or were successful, thankfully, in intercepting two individuals they said may have had explosives. So we have that taking place. We have a situation in Sweden where they actually did a test, a bone density test of these individuals who claimed to be child refugees. Now, they were ordered to do this by the Swedish government. This is an official test. 3 out of 4 of these, quote, child refugees are not child refugees. They're over the age of 18. So this policy, Roger, is being completely abused. We have a situation in the Mediterranean where ISIS is paying for these migrants from African countries to get across the Mediterranean so they can afford to pay the people smugglers. The NGOs are in criminal direct contact with the people smugglers. They arrive in Italy. They've got beheading videos on their phones. They've got ISIS flags. Half of them disappear into the underground once they reach Italy. And we wonder why we keep seeing these attacks and the attacks that have been prevented, Roger. You know, between Westminster and Manchester, they stopped 5 terrorist attacks in the UK alone. So it's not just the attacks that are happening. It's the plots that continue to be conducted behind the scenes. And the refugee crisis has made Europe immeasurably less safe. It's not just the cultural impact, which I can go on to talk about, but the safety aspect is just ridiculous now. We're becoming like Israel. Putting more men on the streets with guns is not going to fix anything. We have to stop the insane policy of just opening the borders wide up to these people and letting them roam the continent, which is what's happening right now.
Yeah, it's a suicide impulse. Recently, I was with Tony Fabrizio, who is without any question one of the finest Republican pollsters and survey researchers in the country. And he spent substantial time in France working on the campaign of Marie Le Pen. And he was shocked to learn that in survey after survey, almost 80% of the French voters agreed with her views, yet a subset of them would not vote for her because they didn't like her father. Extraordinary. So they cut their own throats in this election. He's never seen, he tells me, a situation in which voters clearly voted against their own best interests. This is the suicide impulse we're dealing with in Europe today. By the way, Mr. Fabrizio, recovering from heart surgery, doing well. God bless you, Tony, and Godspeed. You're at InfoWars, and we'll be right back.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage. This is Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
The flashing chest.
Welcome back. As they said, I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. With me, Paul Joseph Watson. And we're going to be taking some more of your calls. Again, the number for questions either to Paul or myself is 800-259-9231. This is your chance to put the issues that face the country and the world front and center. If you have a question for Paul Joseph Watson or myself, your guest host, Roger Stone, now is the time. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the call board. And let's see, Carlos in Montreal. Carlos, welcome to InfoWars. Tell us your question.
Thank you, Mr. Stone. A pleasure. We are at a crossroads, as you mentioned earlier. You mentioned that the president of the United States, I'm going to refer to that, not Mr. Trump, the president of the United States is now in a position and in need of going on the offensive. The president of the United States, Mr. Trump, is a former businessman and one that doesn't have, as many have pointed out, the levers of power yet well understood. So he's vulnerable to the criticism that he's using the tools of the presidency for self-preservation or for his own interests. I believe, and after some study, and I know that you are very experienced, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, sir, that the president of the United States, the presidency, is under threat. People call them communists. I call them anarchists. And it is important that we look at the creation of, by Mr. Trump, the president, of an advisory panel comprised of the most accomplished experts in the Constitution that can advise them on the powers of the presidency. This must be done very publicly so that as he moves on to the next phase, as he must, he can have the confidence of the people that he's acting on the best interest as president of the United States, not as Mr. Trump using the powers of the presidency for his or his personal agenda. I'd like your opinion of that, sir, because it's very important.
Well, Carlos, I don't think it's a bad idea, although I'll tell you what I think the president should do immediately. He should direct the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to appoint former Georgia Congressman Bob Barr, an ex-U.S. attorney, as a special counsel to look into the activities of Susan Rice in unmasking the identities of Trump associates that were caught in what was most likely illegal surveillance of the Trump campaign or the Trump
presidential transition. Mr. Hayden, Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Rogers, it's their turn to be in front of the grand jury, along with Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and yes, perhaps even President Barack Obama himself. If they want to talk about crimes, if they want to talk about spying, if they want to talk about collusion, there's the best place to start. Paul, Joseph Watson, do you have any thoughts on this topic?
No, I agree, Roger. I mean, he definitely needs to go on the offensive with these leakers. I think maybe using the Twitter account to go on the offensive in terms of narrative is a better idea than responding to things and continually re-highlighting the Russia investigation, because, of course, we know the agenda is they want to keep this collapse narrative going, that he's constantly on the ropes, on the back foot, in crisis. Whether it's in actually happening in reality or not, that's the narrative they keep wanting to push. Now, this is feeding in, of course, to the civil unrest scenario, and we've got an article up on Infowars.com. Economist plot to overthrow Trump risks civil war in America. This is the same guy who predicted the 1987 Black Monday crash, so he's been accurate in the past. So we have these mass nationwide protests, Roger, on July the 2nd. From the same groups that have been behind some of the violence before, they're literally calling to overthrow Trump. All that is being legitimized by the media narrative. It has been for the past 18 months, you know, blaming Trump for violence that was meted out against his supporters. Meanwhile, Trump's actual administration, his power base, is being delegitimized. So they want to keep pushing that narrative that Trump is somehow illegitimate to legitimize this coup, which they're trying to pull off with the backing of these unhinged leftist mobs, which are all basically planning to have this giant riot on July the 2nd. So that should be at the front and center of Trump's play. And yeah, I agree with you. He needs to stay on the offensive and get ahead of the game in terms of him setting the narrative rather than allowing the media to do it.
Exactly right. This, by the way, was the classic mistake that Richard Nixon made when the deep state decided they had to take him down because God knows he was a peacemaker. Strategic arms limitations with the Russians, opening the door to the Chinese for a dialogue, ending the war in Vietnam. Good God, this man has to go. He's for peace. And other than the firing of Archibald Cox, Nixon was on defense the entire time, and he let his critics set the narrative. Donald Trump has the awesome investigative and prosecutorial power of the U.S. government and the support of the American people. He has the power to stop and confront the leftists, and that is what he must do. If anyone thinks that there's going to be a revolution in the streets to take down Donald Trump, they have another thing coming. I could not agree with you more, Paul. Let's go to Richard in Missouri. Richard, you have a question for Paul Joseph Watson or myself here at InfoWars.
No, sir. Actually, I don't really necessarily have a question, just really a comment, and to thank InfoWars for putting Trey Smith on. I've been listening to Trey Smith for a couple years now. Been following him very close, and I was one of the people that did get to see his infamous Trump prophecy video. And he was in a time that where everybody was saying Donald Trump has no chance. He was the only man that knew that Donald Trump was going to win. And I'm just basically calling to put emphasis on the information that he has to offer. And that's basically it. I thank you for taking my call.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a taco with Trey Smith tonight, and I'm going to try to catch that video between now and then. Thanks for calling. Mark in Arizona, what's on your mind? Mark, you're here at InfoWars with Paul Joseph Watson and Roger Stone.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I guess my question is this. And it's real simple. When is somebody going to prison? There's so many crimes out there that are just so in your face, I kind of feel that if they want to stop the bleed and the leaks and everything in Washington right now, that, put a couple people in prison, make that statement, And it'll allow a lot of the others to really rethink what they're doing.
I couldn't agree more. The great lesson of Watergate, they told us, was that no person is above the law. Well, you can help. You see, Alex Jones and I have launched a petition at chargehillaryclinton.com in which we hope to gather the signatures of hundreds of thousands of patriotic Americans to urge Attorney General Jeff Sessions to convene a grand jury and begin the exploration of the Clinton Foundation scandals. You see, the Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It's a slush fund for grifters. It was a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes, and crimes have been committed. Now, the president, in a magnanimous gesture at the beginning of his administration, suggested that perhaps Hillary shouldn't be prosecuted. What has he gotten for this act of kindness and generosity? He's gotten viciously attacked by the Clinton machine, desperate to hang on to the last vestiges of respectability and, above all, money. So I could not agree with you more, Mark. It's time to lock her up. Let's go to Jessica in Michigan. A question for Paul Joseph Watson or myself here at InfoWars.
Hi, Roger. Actually, more just a comment again. You guys brought up earlier about people being, you know, afraid to wear that Trump gear and to let him know that he is supported. And we need to let him know he's supported. We need to write our Congress people, especially here in Michigan. We have like Debbie Stabenow, people way on the left. We need to let them know that any attempt to impeach him is not going to work. And people need to be writing because it will work. And I just want to say another great way is supporting the broadcast here. I just got my Secret 12 and my Liver Shield. Love them, along with all the bone broth products and everything else. And I just love you guys, and that's it.
Well, God bless you, Jessica. We really appreciate the support here at InfoWars. And you make a good point. The First Amendment-oriented T-shirts at the InfoWarsStore.com, Trump is my president, Trump Pence 2020, Hillary for prison 2017, these T-shirts are going to show up in the Smithsonian, folks. They're a limited edition. They won't be around forever, but there's never a better way to be a walking billboard for your support for both InfoWars and the president. So go to the store now, get your First Amendment-oriented T-shirt, wear it proudly, and when the liberals get in your face, tell them to stick it. I think we have time for a closing comment here. Paul, you want to close this out?
No, exactly, Roger. That's the thing. I mean, we shouldn't be afraid and obsessed of what other people think. That is the ultimate sense of freedom, when you don't care what other people think. So be bold. Be brave and wear your opinion, wear your viewpoint on your sleeve.
All right. I'm turning over the baton to Paul Joseph Watson. I thank you for joining me here on InfoWars.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship. That's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Now, isn't it always the left that blames conservatives for lowering the tone while themselves lowering the tone? We have more examples of that today. TMZ is reporting Kathy Griffin beheads President Trump. This is a tolerant liberal, Kathy Griffin. Never heard of her. Apparently a celebrity. I'll take their word for it. Kathy Griffin wants Donald Trump's head, but she wants it bloody and detached from his body. Look at the picture. Absolutely insane. Look at the look in her eyes as she holds aloft this mock decapitated Donald Trump head, which looks, it's a spookily close likeness. And just look at the cold stare in her eyes. Gives you chills down the back of your spine. This is the moderate sober left. Yeah, it's conservatives that are lowering the tone, isn't it? Remember the rodeo there in, I think it was Missouri State, where the rodeo clown was wearing an Obama mask. He was fired for wearing a rubber Obama mask a few years ago. Now you have Kathy Griffin holding aloft a mock decapitated Donald Trump head. She'll be praised for her bravery, her virtue signaling by her Hollywood peers, her fellow leftists. Because again, the left can act completely deranged, completely unhinged, so long as it's anti-Trump. You know, it's performance art or it's perfectly acceptable. They're the ones who blame us for lowering the tone. They lower the tone time and time again. Oh, but Robert De Niro said that Trump is turning the US into a, quote, tragic dumbass comedy, which is kind of ironic given that tragic dumbass comedy describes almost every movie Robert De Niro has been in for the past 20 years. His career is on its backside. It's failing. He hasn't been in a good movie since 1995. but he'll tell you everything he thinks about Donald Trump over and over again, threatening to punch him. He really needs to punch his agent, since his career is completely flatlining right now. But now he's out again saying that Donald Trump has turned the US into a tragic dumbass comedy, which in fact describes his career since the mid-90s. But again, leftist celebrities lowering the tone, they will also attack Trump supporters, blame Trump supporters for things completely unconnected with them. This is a headline out of The Hill. Portland mayor wants Trump free speech rally cancelled after attack. The mayor of Portland, Oregon is calling for a Trump free speech rally to be cancelled after a man directing anti-Muslim rhetoric at two women fatally stabbed two men and injured a third this weekend, according to the Associated Press. Now, you probably saw this story. It was, of course, Jeremy Christian shouting hate slogans at these two Muslim women. Three men defend the women and two of them end up being stabbed to death. The other one is expected to recover. But what was the narrative in the immediate aftermath of this incident? Oh, and by the way, I decry actual right-wing extremists that go out and kill people. That's horrible. That's just as bad as when someone on the left does it, and it should be disavowed. And yet they accuse us of politicizing every violent, tragic incident in the immediate aftermath. What did they do with this violent, tragic incident? They politicized it in the immediate aftermath. Difference is, they got it completely wrong. They claim that this Jeremy Christian, this murderer, this racist, was a Donald Trump supporter. They still claim it today. His Facebook posts were released. He's a Bernie Sanders voter. He was pro-Jill Stein. In fact, he said, this is his quote, "I'm going to kill everybody who voted for Trump or Hillary." He then did a later Facebook post and said he didn't vote for Donald Trump. Yet suddenly, Donald Trump supporter murders Muslim women, or at least the people who were defending the Muslim women. He's a racist murderer, and he supported Donald Trump. He actually didn't. He wanted to kill Donald Trump supporters, but we won't talk about that. We'll just talk about it for 24 hours, then when it comes out that it's the exact opposite narrative to what they've claimed, they'll just let it go quietly into the night. This guy was an atheist extremist. He said he would kill all monotheists. So he hated all religion, Islam, Christians, he hated them all. He wasn't a Trump supporter. He wanted to kill Trump supporters. He went to a Donald Trump rally and said he was going to, quote, false flag it by doing a Nazi salute to frame Donald Trump supporters. He said it would be a psyop, a Sieg Heil to embarrass the free speech movement. In fact, at that very rally, Trump supporters asked police to remove him from the scene. The guy was clearly deranged. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter. He was later for Jill Stein's recount. He was a social justice warrior. He wanted to literally kill Trump supporters. And what did the media frame him as? A Trump supporter. Just another example of the completely unhinged narrative that is framing this attempt to delegitimize Trump's administration and portray his supporters, his voters, as violent, unhinged racists, and that's exactly what the left is. We'll be back live on The Alex Jones Show, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. March.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage. This is Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Zero.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on The Alex Jones Show live. We're going to go to a video in a second, The Truth About Refugees, which is highly, highly crucial video for you to get out there and share. I've talked about what's in the video before, but I've really encapsulated it in this, I think it's a 12, 13-minute video. We're going to go to that in a moment. First of all, Syrian refugee arrested in Germany over alleged terror plot. German police have arrested a 17-year-old Syrian refugee who is accused of plotting a suicide attack in the capital, Berlin. He arrived in Germany in 2015 as a registered asylum seeker, after which he was placed in a home for unaccompanied refugee children, even though most of them who claim to be children are over 18, 3 out of 4 in the case of Sweden. The boy apparently left his family members to pursue jihad. A search of the boy's room was ongoing on Tuesday afternoon. It's just a boy. It's just a little boy. He's just 17. He's probably in reality like 35, like all the rest of them. But again, Syrian refugee came into Germany in 2015, planned a suicide bombing attack in Berlin. We had the other individual in Germany this past summer who blew himself up outside a music concert, another refugee. Disastrous policy, yet Merkel is more popular than ever, it seems. They just love it over there. But again, this goes to the heart of the problem. Allowing these people in completely unvetted, the real source of the cancer is these NGO rescue boats, which are literally and criminally acting as a taxi service for refugees. The true reality of this crisis is not known by 99.99% of the population, who will virtue signal all day about refugees welcome without knowing anything about what's really happening. And this is the video which will explain that. This is the truth about refugees. Here it is.
This is the shocking truth behind the Syrian refugee crisis that has been hidden from the public. Those boatloads of Africans you see on their way to Europe, yeah, well, for one, they're not coming from Syria, the clue being that they're African, and two, they're not refugees. They've not been rescued off the coast of Italy. Governments and aid agencies want you to believe that these people have struggled in flimsy fishing boats and dinghies to make it all the way across the Mediterranean. That's total BS. This is the insane reality of what's actually happening. The migrants pay people smugglers 1,500 euros each. They're not destitute refugees. The people smugglers then transport the migrants to a position station just 12 miles off the coast of Libya. Just 12 miles. They then send out a distress call and the migrants are picked up by EU and NGO vessels. It's literally a taxi service straight to Europe. As the Spectator's Nicholas Farrell exposes, there's reason to suspect that the people smugglers are actually in direct contact with aid agencies, which is why they're so often first on the scene to rescue migrant boats. And this is a criminal offence. The law states that the refugees should be taken to the nearest safe port, which would be Tunisia. But these NGOs are taking them straight to Italy. As you can see in this marinetraffic.com illustration, the NGO boats are leaving Italy, travelling to right off the coast of Libya, just off the coast, then returning to Italy with their human cargo. It's literally a taxi service. And isn't it ironic that the only time these boats are diverted from Sicily is when G7 elitists are in town. It's a security threat for them to be faced with the very crisis they created. An investigation in Italy found that most of the NGO ships are German. Even the EU border agency Frontex accused aid agencies of helping, quote, criminals achieve their objectives. The people smugglers contact the aid agencies directly, knowing they won't be arrested. Quote, since June 2016, many boats have been rescued near the Libyan coast by aid agency vessels without any prior distress call, suggesting the rendezvous has been pre-arranged. Italian prosecutor Carmelo Zaccaro says he has evidence of phone calls between criminal people smugglers and NGOs like Save the Children, Proactiva Open Arms, and SOS Mediterranee. George Soros, Open Society-backed foundations like Avaz.org, Medicines Sans Frontiers, and MoveOn.org are also allegedly involved. Soros invested $500 million to, quote, help refugees, some of which is going straight to these NGOs. ISIS is also offering migrants free passage through the Mediterranean if they join the terror group. So in some cases, they're actually footing the bill for these migrants to pay the people smugglers, who in turn are in communication with the NGOs. This is a complete scandal and a huge security threat, yet virtually nobody knows that this is the primary method by which refugees are pouring into Europe. Just 2.65% of migrants arriving in Italy are awarded asylum status. They're not refugees. Half of them disappear on arrival and don't even claim asylum. Over 200,000 migrants are arriving in Italy alone via this method every single year. And that's only going to increase. If you think there'll come a point where the number of migrants pouring into Europe slows to a trickle, then think again. If we continue these disastrous policies, it's only going to get worse. Much worse. Africa's population is exploding. Look at the countries surrounding Libya. Niger's population is set to almost quadruple in the next 3 decades, from 20 million to 72 million. Chad's population is set to leap from 14 million to 35 million. Sudan is heading towards 80 million. Egypt, 152 million. Ethiopia, 189 million. Nigeria, 400 million. And I haven't even included those arriving from the Middle East. The character of a place is determined by the people who live there. You can't flood European cities with tens of millions of people from the Middle East and Africa and expect it to remain the same. Eventually, it's going to start to feel less like Europe and more like the Middle East and Africa. Look at what's happening in southern Italy, where these migrants are arriving. Once a holiday paradise, Sicily is now the scene of a turf war between the Italian mafia and African crime gangs. Listen to what the mayor of Palermo said. Quote, Palermo is no longer an Italian town. It's no longer European. You can walk in the city and feel like you're in Istanbul or Beirut. Palermo is a Middle Eastern town in Europe. In other countries, the evidence is pretty clear that this grand experiment in cultural enrichment isn't working. Migrants are responsible for 90% of shootings in Sweden. A report by Germany's Interior Ministry found that an extra 402,741 crimes were committed by migrants, with non-Germans accounting for 27.6% of total offences. 500,000 migrants in Germany are on welfare benefits. Gang rapes of girls and women are becoming commonplace. Women in Paris are now protesting against constant abuse and harassment by gangs of migrant men.
To demonstrate the kind of reaction they get from men, they visit a local cafe with a hidden camera. Before they even get inside, their presence seems to disturb the other clients. There are only men in here, and they're not very welcoming.
Le mieux c'est d'attendre dehors.
Pourquoi?
Ici, il y a que des hommes.
Bah, c'est pas grave, on vit dans un monde où il y a des hommes et des femmes. Ça vous dérange, vous?
Moi, c'est pour vous.
Non, pour moi.
The bar owner doesn't want to talk. The other customers, meanwhile, are uncomfortable.
Mais je m'en fous, on va se faire discrète, petite, dans un coin.
Écoutez, il y a que des mecs dans ce café.
Mais comment que c'est normal qu'il y a que des mecs? Imagine que tu veux prendre un café avec une cousine, une amie, ta femme. Tu le... Non?
Normal. Ma cousine, elle reste chez elle.
Ta cousine, elle reste chez elle. Ah bon?
Elle fait ce qu'elle veut, mais pas avec moi. Ben voilà, dans ce café, il n'y a pas de mixité.
Mais est-ce que c'est normal? Hein?
À Sevran, on n'est pas à Paris.
Même à Sevran, c'est la France.
T'es dans le 93.
Et alors, le 93, et alors...
À Paris, c'est des mentalités différentes, c'est comme anglais.
For a woman, going into a bar here is breaking a taboo.
Murders by migrants are daily news. Even leftists who help migrants reach Italy admit that many of them support ISIS.
He said they were processing men, adults in their 30s, who all had phones with ISIS stuff on the phones. They were being separated when they were being handed over to the authorities with the information explaining that these guys, you know, had all this on their phones and what their ages were. And they were just being put, processed through. There was nothing, they weren't being separated out. They just all went through with everything else.
Germany and Italy are forcibly confiscating private property to house migrants. PostNord announced it would stop mail delivery to the migrant suburb of Rinkeby because it's too unsafe. And people who complain about any of this are being put on hate crime blacklists. Social media giants are censoring accurate reporting as hate speech. What's the solution to this crisis? Well, it isn't to pander to racism, xenophobia, or to resort to futile stunts and identitarian vigilantism. In fact, that only emboldens leftists and the institutions they control to pursue their policies with more vigor, prolonging their delusion that they have the moral high ground. You're also not going to convince reasonable-minded people by becoming right-wing social justice warriors. It just turns people off. Listen, the individual migrants aren't to blame for trying to escape to a better life. If I lived in a poverty-stricken African country, I'd try to do the same, and so would you. But again, that's economic migration. It's not refugees fleeing war-torn countries. It's fundamentally dishonest to call it a refugee crisis when it's not. 85% of migrants arriving in Italy are men. The vast majority of them are from countries that are not at war. But migrants didn't create this crisis. The political elite created it. Leftist NGOs created it. They created it because they fundamentally hate Western values and are quite prepared to destroy them to remain in power. Europe's loss of faith in its own achievements and culture. The continent's demographic collapse. This guilt-ridden self-immolation. This suicidal virtue signalling that led to Merkel to swing the borders wide open. It's all based on an existential crisis engineered by the leftist political elite, ensconced in ivory towers and luxury hotels, shuttled between banquets and private parties by their chauffeurs. They don't have to live amongst the societal crises that they create. They don't care about the impact millions of unassimilated migrants have on society or culture. They only care about power. They replaced what defined the West, rule of law, equality, with the empty platitudes of tolerance and diversity. And it's been catastrophic. The EU wants to force member states to accept more migrants. Macron is threatening sanctions on Poland for refusing to do that. The only solution is to turf out those political elites and prosecute the NGOs for their criminal activity. The solution is to provide incentives for these migrants to stay in their home countries. The solution is to push for a political settlement that unites Libya, something that's moving closer to fruition. A unification that empowers a single authority to plug the leak by arresting and jailing the people smugglers. This will also stop the flood of migrants from other African countries entering Libya in the first place. And if it's proven that members of NGOs have been coordinating with people smugglers, arrest and jail them too. Don't incentivize people smuggling by allowing NGO boats to be on standby to ferry these migrants into Europe at the drop of a hat. Italy could be about to prosecute these aid agencies, and we need to keep the pressure up to ensure that happens. There's an election in Italy next year. Polls show Beppe Grillo's five-star movement with a slender lead over the ruling centre-left party. The five-star movement has called out NGOs for providing a taxi service to migrants. If they take power, the racket is over and the aid agencies will face prosecution. The flood of migrants into Europe from Libya will cease. France chose virtual national suicide by voting for Macron, but Italy still has an opportunity to save itself and possibly the rest of the continent by electing Beppe Grillo. Look, free speech protests are going to do F all to stop these migrants pouring in every day. Railing against the symptoms, railing against Islam, and hey, I'm guilty as charged for doing that. But it doesn't count for anything. We need to stop these boats. We need criminal prosecutions and a permanent change of policy. The cultural identity of Europe is already being eviscerated. This isn't about race. It's about the survival of our fundamental values and our way of life. We need to stop the bleeding now, before it's too late.
That is the truth about refugees. It's up on the Prison Planet Live channel right now. Get it out. This is a key video to fully explain. Most people don't know the detail of this, how these boats are going 12 miles off the coast of Libya, picking up many of whom will be ISIS sympathizers at least, or even ISIS members, as ISIS have offered to pay them, for them in turn to pay the people smugglers who then communicate with the NGOs. They're under criminal investigation in Italy. We need to push for that. The video is the truth about refugees. Sweden. Would you take a look at what happened last night in Sweden? What happens every night in Sweden? Well, we have another story out of Sweden. This is up on Infowars.com. Sweden. 3 out of 4 child refugees are actually adults. A new study by the Swedish National Board of Medicines has found that 3 out of 4 so-called child refugees are actually adults. What a surprise. Another illustration of how European people are being massively deceived about the true nature of the migrant crisis. So they were given 4,200 orders from basically the Swedish government to conduct medical assessments of asylum seekers who claim to be under the age of 18. Of these, just 4% were female. 4%, which again gives you an idea of the fact that the vast majority of migrants pouring in are men, working age men, military age men, if you want to call it that way. So 4% are female. They carried out an x-ray examination of the wisdom teeth and a magnetic camera survey of the knee joint on 581 individuals. The results found that 442 were aged 18 or older. So that's about 76% of the people they analyzed who claimed they were child refugees were not child refugees. Now, if you go to scroll down in the article, you can see some of the examples of people who have claimed to be child refugees. If you scroll down to the photos there in the article, one of whom, you can see him there, that's him taking part in a running competition with a bunch of 14-year-olds. That's right. Saad Al-Sud, an Iraqi refugee, he claims to be 14. This guy, a Somalian immigrant named Yusuf Kali Noor, claimed to be 15. Despite being 6 foot tall and having to regularly shave his beard and mustache, he stabbed someone to death, by the way. These guys turned up in Stockholm in 2015, claiming they were child refugees. That's what their signs say. Yeah. Literally, they're in there. Probably late 20s, some of them early 30s. These guys turned up in the UK. We were told they were child refugees. Again, what does he look like? Late 20s, early 30s? Absolutely incredible. Those are the child refugees arriving in Europe. And many of the countries are like, oh, well, we can't take adult refugees, but we'll take the children. Turns out these ain't kids. They've done the analysis. 76% are adults. We have another story out of Breitbart. 48 out of 50 Moroccan migrants who claimed to be underage were adults.
So again, it's the same in Morocco. Again, applying for asylum in Sweden, claim to be underage, they're adults. They're always adults in the vast majority of cases. It's a huge scam. This isn't a child refugee crisis. There are actual refugees. We can deal with them. We can give them safe harbor, safe zones in Syria. This mass migration into Europe is an economic migrant invasion. It's got nothing to do with the refugee crisis. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about. Is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Ack, it's the final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I want to direct your attention to the Memorial Day special at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce Plus available at a huge discount. It's now just $20.96. That's almost half off of retail. Flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind with the all-new BrainForce Plus. 20% more capsules and a critically enhanced formula featuring a brand new ingredient and increased potency for the same low price. It's 47% off for a limited time only as part of this Memorial Day special. That is a huge opportunity to stock up on Brain Force Plus, which I personally take and highly recommend as the top neural activator available right now. It's huge discount, 40% off, 47% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Emmerich's Essentials, 20% less than national brands and 25% off auto ship. So that's a total of 45% off Emmerich's Essentials. Organic household products. Again, you're going to buy these anyway. It's the shampoo. It's the cleaning agents. You're going to buy them anyway. Why not buy them from us? Free of toxic ingredients. Emmerich's Essentials. available right now at a huge combined discount, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You also have the Conservatism is a New Counterculture mugs available at the store. Brand new, high quality, chunky mugs. Trigger a libtard today. Literally monetize liberal tears and help support the survival of this network. As we deal with constant attacks, as we deal with the adpocalypse on YouTube, which has basically wiped out revenue for many other people, we rely on you and you only. And you've been able to support us through the hard times, and you continue to do so by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Talked about Sweden, my favorite subject of all time. Let's talk about it again. This is out of Westminster, Sweden, 150 forced marriage cases since 2014. Since the law against forced marriages in Sweden was first introduced in 2014, wonder why they had to introduce that law, a shocking 150 cases have been reported to the police, yet according to a new report, only one case has ever resulted in a prosecution. They had a case where the youngest reported child bride was 4 years old. Let that sink in. 4 years old. What kind of messed up culture wants four-year-old toddlers to get married, for Christ's sake? And that case wasn't even prosecuted. That's Sweden for you. Land of liberal tolerance during the tolerance of four-year-old forced marriages. During the same three-year period, 48 cases of female genital mutilation, another progressive virtue, were reported to authorities. Not a single case has been prosecuted because, again, just like the Muslim migrant rapist that trafficked girls for about 15 years in numerous different cities in the UK, to prosecute them might be racist. So we're not even going to talk about it. Meanwhile, over in Pakistan, woman 19 is sentenced to death by stoning for adultery after she was raped at gunpoint by her cousin. A 19-year-old woman has been sentenced to death in Pakistan after she accused her cousin of raping her at gunpoint. The woman said she was asleep at her family home. When the attack happened, she reported the crime to the local panchayat, a tribal court that operates outside of the official justice system, but was told she had intentionally seduced her attacker. So it was her fault. She's been sentenced to death by stoning. This is literally the culture that we're importing into Europe, and it's being cheerleaded by the left. This is what they love. This is what they chant Allah Akbar for at their rallies. They love it. They're embracing it. The hijab is an icon of feminism. They're just absolutely overjoyed that we're introducing this completely regressive culture. Trump finally starts blocking verified leftist trolls in his Twitter mentions. That's what I encourage them to do, so leftists can't spam it. Now they're all crying in the corner, blubbering, special snowflakes triggered. Some people are talking about lawsuits against the president. Absolutely deranged. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.